you know. It's like that, being the baddest bitch in El Cajon. And sometimes, just because you're the baddest bitch in the El Cajon, you might just wanna masturbate to the aftermath.
I do a cool tackle, that's why I don't leave, I'm all El Cologne. I need a fee, I should show El Cologne. Why cool, I should isn't see me. And new Farouk, I'm show El Cologne. Why El Cologne isn't Farouk, I'm show me. I need a wahid, my El Cologne. Why El Cologne isn't wahid, my me. Any Akilu, and Jihu, Kama Farouk, I'm show El Cologne. Why cool, Kama Farouk, Ani Akilu, Akwenu, Kul Dik, Ani Akfizu Fi El Kalon. Kama Kafiza, Izu Fia, Amadu Fi El Kalon. Ania Kabaha Wahud, El Kalon Izu, Ania. El Kalon Yakilu, Ani Akilu. El Kalon Yatnalu, Ani Abmilu.
I was just listening to a guy who said that he was visited by what he said was the archangel Gabriel, and then he described the angel as a she. He said she.
What guy said that?
This guy named Gano Grills.
Okay. Rihanna says this. I'm sorry, Princess Empress says, if I remember hearing correctly, I overheard you saying they were genderless at one point. I thought differently before I heard you mention that. I read that they were all made previously. Yeah, but on the realm of Malakut, that's on this side, honey. You know what I'm saying? Malakut, yeah, they're all. But it just goes to show that they are male and female on the plane of Malakut. You know what I'm saying? On them planes, they are male and female. Prior to hydrogen and all of that and all the different planes, such as the material plane, the plane of force, the spiritual plane, and the plane of Malakut, and all the other seven planes, the doorway to hell, before that is when you get to ether. Etherians, there are no gender. But when they get to this side, right, from ether, when they get to this side, they take on an atomic mass in a matter form. That's why it was explained to us that the beings on Malakut is as physical as you are. So to say as physical as you are is to know that they are male and females. But Aetherians, you know what I'm saying, Aetherians, they personify in male and female form on this side of hydrogen. Once they come from this, once they get from the other side of hydrogen onto this side of hydrogen, they personify as solid, if that helps. Okay, back to the whole Gabriel shit, Atum.
Okay,
and he described
yeah.
Gabriel as a she. Okay, I'm listening.
Yeah, so, and that was that, you know, nobody got into it. He just kept rolling, you know, with what he was saying. And, you know, it didn't have no adverse effect on me, but a couple of other people, you know, of course, they're like, man, Gabriel's masculine. And I'm like, well, why don't you just ask your brother what he means by that? Why don't you ask
No, it's quite simple what he means by that, because mm-hmm. even the Caucasian showed you that the angel Gabriel in Constantine was a female, yes or no?
Okay, I didn't see that. Okay, cool.
Well, anybody cool. seen Constantine? That angel Gabrielle was a female. Now, the only yep. thing that slipped people up is that people don't understand that seats changes depending on who is initiated, who's been tested and tried and proven worthy to take that seat. Gabrielle is simply a title and a seat. You know what I'm saying? All the so-called angels, those are not their fucking real names. You know what I'm saying? Like the Gabriel that you know, the real name is Nusku, and Nusku was after the order of Zodok and was initiated in the order of Gabriel, and Nusku is the one that took the seat of Gabriel. That's why when you'll find in the Holy Tablets, he'll say Nusku, who is the angel Gabriel. That Nusku took the seat of that angelic being as Gabriel. Okay, the same way we know you as Atun, but if you once you initiate it into the order of Zodok and Tested and Tried, and you take one of the seats, and you know what I'm saying, as let's say Matarun.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we will just be like Atun, who is Matarun.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But these seats and these, the 20, I don't know why they think that the same angelic being holds this seat for eternity. And that's not it. The seats changes. You know what I'm saying? That's why you'll also find that each Anunnaki or Elohim is assigned to a human being. You know what I'm saying? Once the 24 elders, you know, take the seat, once they all, you know, like all 24, they are assigned to a human being to raise them up, test them, and try them and prove them worthy to take the next seat, to take their seat. It's called successorship, Khalifa, Caliphate.
That's it.
Yeah, so it wouldn't surprise me that the angelic being that occupies the seat of Gabriel now is a woman or a female that took the seat of Gabriel and took the title and the seat and the position as the angelic being Gabriel.
Yeah, yeah.
It wouldn't surprise me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Wouldn't surprise me at all.
Cause my response was, well, that's who he said he saw, then that I'm going with what he said, man. You know?
Yeah.
You know? You got,
yeah,
you wanna...
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me. That's all I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, as y'all make it seem like it's impossible for women to be tested and tried and proven worthy to take one of the seats. You know what I'm saying? That's not impossible. For a long time, certain men was inducted into the order of Zadok and women. You understand? But it appears that the 24 elders that we had at that time, the images and the pictures that he shows us of the 24 elders, absolutely. They were all males. But that was a long time ago. That was a very long time ago. So we don't know who is occupying or what gender is occupying the seats of the 24 elders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What human being has been tested and tried, and proven worthy to actually take the seat of Gabriel or Israel or, you know what I'm saying, Sananda or Yanun or, you know what I'm saying, all the rest of them, Uriel,
yeah,
Kakael, Zoza. We
as
don't
we
know.
Speak.
Huh?
Yeah. As we speak, yeah.
Yeah, as we speak, because there's a new administration, honey, headed by the Nine-Ether Council.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, never know. You just never know. But, you know, this is the second time I heard that the angel Gabriel is a woman.
Mm-hmm.
This ain't the second time. I heard this about 3 or 4 or 5 times.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and for homeboy to say that that's what he saw, then that's what it is. That's just, that basically confirms it. Because, you know, like I said, man, when they did Constantine, when I first saw it, I think I was in my 20s. I don't know how old that shit is. I think it was like came out in the early year 2000. And when I saw that shit, I said, damn, that's deep. The Angel Gabrielle is a fucking female. Mm-hmm. In this movie. Mm-hmm. But yeah, something has changed. Something has changed. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, something has changed. And we talk about this all the time, that that Ad-Hadat is the one that sits on the seven plane, the seven to the seven power of seven. Ad-Hadat, that's a woman. And Hua is possessed. Yeah, and she's possessed by Hua. See how this shit works?
Mm-hmm. So she got another name, is Ad-Hadat?
Ad-Hadat. No, she ain't got no other name. That's her goddamn name.
Okay.
I mean, you can call her God if you like. You can call her Allah if you like. You can call her Elyon Elyonel if you like. You can call her Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala if you like. You can call her goddamn Jehovah, Yahweh. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? But you can call her Anu too. Shit. But that's her. She's at the seventh to the seventh plane to the seventh power of seven. That's where she sits. And she's possessed by Hua. You got the rebuttal to the slanderers?
Yeah, huh? I do.
Oh, good. Go grab it real quick. Go to page 198, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. I got it. I got it in, on the computer, so I got to look for it.
Oh, that's good. It's on the computer. So go to your goddamn computer and then put it in search, rebuttal to the slanderers or slanderer or however you put it, and it should pop up. I looked at that book today at home. I said, man, I should bring it. And then some said, nah, somebody on the show going to have it.
Yep.
And you'll hear that shit. You got it, Balat? God damn it. Please call in a lat. Please. Thank you. God damn. They said somebody on the show got that shit. A dat. I mean, I'm calling her a dat. You a dat too, Balat. Balat is a dat. A dat is Balat. She stepped on the mat. Said, I am a dat. In the hat. Balat, call in for me real quick, baby. Let's get this shit popping. That right, shout it. I'm going to do this shit once and for all for you motherfuckers, okay? That's why I said it wouldn't surprise me. And remember now the interesting thing is, though, iTunes, Dr. York said the first man that put the woman in position would be in power. Think about that. Okay. Do you remember him saying that shit?
No.
The first man to put the woman in position, to put the woman in power, will inherit power.
Hey, Don, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too, sweetheart. It's good to hear your voice.
Same year. All right, I got it.
So wait. With that being said, y'all know the crackers are snatching up all goddamn black women, as many black women as they can, so they can inherit power. Y'all peep that shit? They snatching up these bitches. Yeah, he said the first man. He didn't say you niggas. He didn't say the first Nubian man, the first black man, the first whatever. He said the first man to do that shit will inherit more power. To put the woman in power, he will inherit more power. You notice that the crackers are snatching up black bitches. Thus, Howard Stern is coming for me. Come on in, Black 198. Give me a mic check, and I'm going to take that motherfucker by the hand. I swear to God. I swear to white God. I'm going to take, because I know that nigga, he already know that bitch right here. This hoe right here. This is the one right here. Thus, he can go into the etheric plane and enjoy the rest of his life.
Okay, page 198. It starts off with the Nubian creed, Allah is in man. Is that
okay,
it?
Okay, yes, let's start there. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
I think that's it. Because it's a paragraph right underneath it. Where do you see the paragraph underneath all that? And it says, Adat. Are you on the left page? The left side is 198 on the left side?
No, 197 is on the left side.
Okay, well, shout it. I have a photographic memory. So it is on the left side of the goddamn book.
Okay, so 198.
Okay, so wait a minute. 198. What is it? Oh, okay, 198. You on page 198?
Yes.
Okay. And the next page is 199?
Hold on.
Next page 199.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Okay, well, hold your hand on that page 198, and let's go back to one. Wait a minute. 198. What page you on? 189 or 198?
198. You want me to go to 189?
Yes, that's where it's at. It's 189. I'm dyslexic. It's 189, and you now 189 should be on the left side of the page.
It is.
Okay, Don is good, okay. But I thought I got a photographic memory, man. My shit is on. My shit is on flip. That's why a nigga can't lie to me. Nigga, I saw you. I saw you at 5 o'clock on my watch. I had on my wrist. I was wearing a red shirt and blue jeans. And you were standing on the corner of Duval Street and can't get it right on a Thursday at goddamn 5 o'clock, motherfucker. And you was wearing a goddamn white tee and some baggy goddamn pants, motherfucker, and some Reeboks that day. Red Reeboks. Fuck out of here. I see you. Okay, 198. 189. Let's go.
Okay. The Nubian Creed, Allah pulsates and vibrates. In this section, Mr. Phillips, it exceeds your comprehension. You claim to understand Allah and his attributes, but you obviously haven't sought out how Allah began the source of his creation. You stated on page 29 that Isa describes God as pulsating and vibrating. All things are created in tones of octaves of energy and of vibration. Just as there are octaves of musical notes, there are also octaves of tones. Between the fourth and 15th octaves, the normal ear can hear sounds. The one whose heart and mind is open can sometimes hear up to the 19th octave. Between the 25th and the 35th octave, heat is then generated. The 49th octave produces light. Cosmic rays manifest when energy increases between the 72nd and the 84th octave level. Between the cosmic rays, octaves lie, which produce emotional and mental waves up to the sound.
Let's stop right there, real quick. Now, I just want to make a point, real quick, which has nothing to do with what the fuck I'm about to say, but I'm about to say it any fucking way. Rewind that back about the cosmic rays, and then I'll tell y'all something.
Okay. Cosmic rays manifest when energy increases between the 72nd and the 84th octave level. Beyond the cosmic rays, octaves lie, which produce emotional and mental waves up to the sound hua.
Okay, stop right there. Okay, now is that the second? How many times cosmic rays was mentioned? Because I only caught it twice. Is it mentioned prior to that?
I'm looking.
Okay, fine. Okay. Now y'all know that there's two types of situations going on. One is cosmic rays, and the other one is electric power. Y'all familiar with those two? In between the cosmic rays and electric power. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know what cosmic rays are, right? Like X-rays, ultraviolet rays, and shit like that, rays, okay, gamma
right.
rays and all of that. The other one is electric power. That comes from your television waves, radio waves, and all the rest of the goddamn shit, microwaves and blah, 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 okay? I just want to show you that. Anyway, back to the cosmic rays. Now, it is said earlier this week or last week that the extraterrestrials that live in the center of the earth, an article came out too, follow me closely, said that the aliens or the extraterrestrials are able to live off of the cosmic rays.
Okay.
Live and survive off of it now, okay?
Yep.
Which means that there is a serious shift. Prior to that, they must have been living off of the electric power, like your waves, your radio waves, your television waves, your microwaves, and I can't remember what all the other waves are.
X-rays?
Huh?
Would it be
X-rays? Those are rays, honey, not waves.
Oh, rays.
Yeah.
I got you.
Okay? But cosmic rays are all that, ultraviolet rays, gamma rays, X-rays, and goddamn, I think infrared or some old shit, infrared rays or some old goddamn shit like that. So now they're able to live off of straight cosmic rays. Even the extraterrestrials in the center of the planet Earth and some that come and come up to the surface are able to live off just the goddamn cosmic rays. That's powerful, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
Very.
Wow. And the article said they can survive off of that shit. And now that's interesting because they're telling you motherfuckers that you won't be able to survive with the ultraviolet rays. But because of the electromagnetic grid and the electromagnetic field that's going on, and with the electron, proton, electron that your cells are transforming into, you are able to live off of ultraviolet rays, all the cosmic rays. Okay? Anyway, let's get to Hua. Go back to that last statement about Hua and the cosmic rays. Listen closely now.
Beyond the cosmic rays, octaves lie which produce emotional and mental waves up to the sound Hua. This is the pure green light of energy, the source, which represents the names of Allah and coincides with the 99 elements. Your Arabic word for cosmos is exist, and it has in parentheses B. All things are created in tones and octaves of energy and vibration from the source Hua, as I said before. And unless one mentions the name of Allah with his tongue and his heart, he will not be given the light and Nur, which enters the heart and then is absorbed and dispersed to the rest of the body. And Nur is the manifestation of the essence of Allah, which is called At.
Stop right there. Say that again and say it with your chest for these slow-ass motherfuckers. Rewind that part.
Okay. And unless one mentions the names of Allah with his tongue and his heart, he will not be given the light and Nur, which enters the heart and then is absorbed and dispersed to the rest of the body. And Nur is the manifestation of the essence of Allah, which is called Ad-Da'at.
Ad-Da'at. Okay, it's the manifestation of what? What is Ad-Da'at? The manifestation of what, Balat?
The essence of Allah.
The essence of Allah. Stop right there. Now, the essence, which means would be in Allah, right? That which is in Allah, right? That which is in Allah is Ad-Da'at, right?
Right.
Okay. Or the essence is basically, we can say, the genetic makeup of Allah is Ad-Da'at. Now, my question is, what is Ad-Da'at? Keep reading. Or who is Ad-Da'at? Keep reading. Watch this.
Okay. This essence signifies that he is what he is. Ad-Da'at are the things which are feminine, whatever they be, that had existed from eternity.
Stop right there. What the fuck is it again?
Ad-Da'at are the things which are feminine, whatever they be, that had existed from eternity.
Now stop. Now, there is a thing called pre-creation. Anything that's pre-creation has already existed. You understand? That which already exists, and that is Ad-Da'at. And what is Ad-Da'at again? The feminine what?
All things which are feminine, whatever they be, that had existed from eternity.
Kaun. Kaun. Let's go. Tell me more about this feminine chick.
Ad-Da'at is possessed by the who?
Stop. She's possessed by who?
The who. D-H-U-W, which is masculine.
She's possessed by what? Spell it.
D-H-U-W. Yahoo.
Duh.
Which is masculine. Duh.
Duh. Possessed by duh. And who is duh? He gonna tell your ass
masculine.
In a minute.
Duh is Hua, which is he. Hua is the presentation in the spirit from which comes the soul.
Stop.
This is...
Stop. Break it down. Hammer time.
Hammer time.
Stop. Bring it back. Bring it back. Go back to Ad-Da'at again. Get it in your head.
Ad-Da'at is possessed by Ju, which is masculine.
Which is masculine.
Ju is Hua, which is he. Hua is the presentation in the spirit from which comes the soul. This is the spirit with personality or I.
I'm.
Hua, I'm. Okay.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Hua is which is he and which is and. Together, they mean he and whatever else.
And whatever else. That mouth, he and whatever else, duh, or Hua, is possessing Ad-Da'at.
Ad-Da'at.
Okay, let's go back to the Allah. Let's take it slow again. Balat on the Ad-Da'at. Take it back to Allah, though. This is very important.
Okay.
Take it back to the Allah part about that Allah shit.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, let's rewind it one more time. Let's get it in our heads, you worshipers.
All things are created in tones and octaves of energy and vibration from the source, Hua, as I said before. And unless one mentions the names of Allah with his tongue and his heart, he will not be given the light and Nur, which enters the heart.
Wait a minute. Talk about this man mentioning something about the light or Allah and something about his heart. Rewind that part back.
Okay, you want me to go back to the top with Philip's question?
No, I want you to go back to the man mentioning Allah with his tongue and his heart.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. And unless one mentions the names of Allah with his tongue and his heart, he will not be given the light and Nur.
What does that mean? What is he saying there?
That you just can't say the words. You have to feel them. They have to come from your heart.
Right. So rewind it back to that sentence right before that part of the tongue and the heart and all of that.
Okay. All things are created in tones and octaves of energy and vibration from the source, Hua, as I said before. And unless one mentions the names of Allah with his tongue and his heart, he will not be given the light and Nur, which enters the heart and then is absorbed and dispersed to the rest of the body. And Nur is the manifestation of the essence of Allah, which is called Adat. Essence signifies that he is what he is. Adat are the things which are feminine, whatever they be, that had existed from eternity. Adat is possessed by Duh, which is masculine. Duh is Hua, which is he. Hua is the presentation in the spirit from which comes the soul. This is the spirit with personality or I. Hua is, which is he, and which is and. Together, they mean he and whatever else. This is called Kut Bayat, also known as the Ayin principle. The eye of the heart is the Kut, the Akut, which is symbolic of two hearts.
Okay. Where do we go from here?
You want to keep going, but I had a question.
Go ahead. What's your question?
Adat is possessed by Du,
Hua,
which is masculine. Du is Hua, which is he. Hua is the presentation in the spirit from which comes the soul. Okay, I'm not grasping that right now. Maybe it'll take a minute.
Okay, well, first, let's go back then. Let's go back to when he first explains to Bilal Phillips about the vibration of Allah and the pulsation of Allah in order to get it.
Okay. So he said, Bilal said, Issa describes God as pulsating and vibrating. All things are created in tones of octaves of energy and of vibration. Just as there are octaves of musical notes, there are also octaves of tones. Between the fourth and 15th octaves, the normal ear can hear sound. The one whose heart and mind is open can sometimes hear up to the 19th octave.
The 19th octave, you know what that means, right? Whose ears and hearts are open? You know the 19th octave, right? In other words, most people can only hear what the fuck is right in their ear.
Right
in there. They can't hear distance.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? They can probably hear outside. You know what I'm saying? If they in the house, okay? But they can't hear the traffic 2 miles from the house. They can't hear horn blow. See, we can hear that dog barking
right now.
But that dog is probably either in goddamn Milledgeville, Georgia, or goddamn what that crazy nigga name, Antichrist in Philadelphia. So we just heard that dog barking. That would be considered like distance in octaves from 19 or on into 72 to 84 octaves, like far. Like sometimes you can hear far.
Right.
And sometimes you can't. Like, and I explain this. There are times where you hear a song in your head. You think it's in your head. No, somebody is playing that song because sound travels. And that person could be playing that song in another state, and you can hear it. And all of a sudden, you got that song in your head. It came out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Songs just don't pop up like that. Sound travels.
Okay, got it.
Okay, that's your 8-7-7-2. Okay, where we at that? 18th octave? Let's go.
Okay, between the 25th and the 35th octaves, heat is then generated. The 49th octave produces light. Cosmic rays manifest when energy increases between the 72nd and the 84th level.
Okay, what octave produce light? At what number again? This is very important because we're about to get into the Nur.
Okay, cosmic rays manifest with
energy. No, that's not what I asked. What octave produce light?
Oh, I'm sorry. The 49th octave.
The 49th octave, because once it, but at one point it produced heat. And then on to the 49th octave, it starts to produce light, right?
Right, yes.
Okay, now at the 49th octave, what happens?
Cosmic rays manifest.
There we go.
When, okay.
Now you enter cosmic rays.
Okay. Cosmic rays manifest when energy increases between the 74th and the 84th octave level. Beyond the cosmic rays, octaves lie, which produce emotional and mental waves up to the sound hua. This is the pure green light of energy, the source which represents the name of Allah and coincides with the 99 elements. Your Arabic word for cosmos is exists, be. Okay, so it's really no such thing as feelings in the way we interpret them. It's really just octave levels or energy and things of that nature that we are experiencing, but we're calling them feelings.
Well, feelings is a sense. It works on your senses.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Taste, hear, touch, feel, that type of shit. So most people operate on the sense of feelings, on what they feel. And all of that is based on vibration.
Okay. Maybe
you know what I'm saying? It goes right back to the octaves.
Okay. Huh. Understood. Okay. All things are created in tones and octaves of energy and vibration from the source, Hua, as I said before. And unless one mentions the names of Allah with his tongue and his heart, he will not be given the light, and Nur, which enters the heart.
Now stop
and
now.
Then,
you see that? Did you peep that? He will not be what?
Given the light.
And where is the light at on the octave?
The light is at the 49th octave.
At the 49th octave, which means that's why he always say you want to have to speed up your vibration.
Yeah.
Yeah. In order to get to that light, it don't matter whether you confess with your tongue or not, Allah, 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 or the 99 attributes of Allah, it doesn't matter. But you will have to speed up to that vibration to even get to the 49th octave where you can receive the light. That means you will have to heat up first.
You got
to
heat up.
Yeah, you got to heat up. Let's go. Okay, let's go back to the part, unless the man, blah, 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 he will not receive the light.
Okay. And unless one mentions the names of Allah with his tongue and his heart, he will not be given the light. And
it doesn't matter, because where he vibrates at, where his tones at, tones and vibration are based upon octaves levels. So it doesn't matter what the fuck a motherfucker say. If he ain't, if his tones is not reaching the octave of 49th, and his vibratory level is not vibrating at the 49th, he still won't receive the light.
Okay.
He can't get to the electric power, to the cosmic rays side. That's where the cosmic rays kick in at.
Right.
Right? At what level does the cosmic rays kick in at? On the octave.
They manifest between the 72nd and the 84th octave level.
Right. And the nigga got to get to the 49th first.
Just to get the light. Yep.
Just to get the light and then to travel on to the next octave of the what? The 84th?
Or the cosmic rays, the 70, between the 72nd and the 84th octave level.
Yes, and it, and absolutely. Uh-huh. And what else?
Okay. Okay.
Go back to the nigga can't get that light.
Okay. And unless one mentions the names of Allah with his tongue and his heart, he will not be given the light and Nur, which enters the heart and then is absorbed and dispersed to the rest of the body.
You see that? Because that light is electrifying. So it starts to change the body and the heart, change the cells all the way down to the cellular level. That light will come in and change its whole composition, transform them into a whole light being. You ain't got no choice but to be transformed at that point, motherfucker, if you can reach the 49th. Okay, what's next?
Wow, okay. And Nur is the manifestation of the essence of Allah, which is called Adat.
The essence of Allah, which is called Adat. That's strong, ain't it?
Yes.
Say that part one more time.
And Nur is the manifestation of the essence of Allah, which is called Adat.
The manifestation, Nur. Is that what he's saying? Nur.
Yes.
The light.
And Nur, yes.
Yeah, the light. Or this light. This light is the manifestation of Allah, right? Is the essence of Allah, which
the
is the manifestation of Ad-Hadat. What did it say? What the fuck did it say?
And Nur is the manifestation of the essence of Allah, which is called Adat. This essence signifies that he is what he is. Adat are the
Yeah, so when a motherfucker gets to the point of Allah, notice that how he switched from he into Allah. See, Allah is not goddamn Allah. Allah raised up. A man or a female raised up to become Allah by reaching the 49th octave on up to the 72nd octave to the 84th to become Allah. Where at that point, he reached the essence. He gets the essence at this point. Do you see how this shit go?
Do you
understand the steps it takes to even be in Allah or to be called in Allah? Go back. Let's rewind it back to where homeboy has to be able to get there first, because this is where you become Allah.
And unless one mentions the names of Allah with his tongue and his heart, he will not be given the light, An-Nur, which enters the heart and then is absorbed and dispersed to the rest of the body.
You see,
An-Nur is
man has to be transformed first at the 49th octave to even become this that coming up next, Allah.
Right.
Let's go.
An-Nur is the manifestation of the essence of Allah, which is called Adat. This essence signifies that he is what he is. Adat are the things which are feminine, whatever they be, that had existed from eternity. Adat is possessed by Du, which is masculine. Du is Hua, which is he. Hua is the presentation in the spirit from which comes the soul. This is the spirit and personality or I. Hua is which is he and which is an. Together they mean he and whatever else.
And whatever else.
This is called... Oh, I'm sorry.
And once you get to the 84th or 72 on to the 84th or whatever around that, you become Allah. And at that point, the essence, the light is the manifestation of the essence of Allah. And that essence is Ad-Hadat.
Yes.
You see?
I get it.
But what happens there? That motherfucker gets the spirit and the soul.
And the soul, yep.
You see how this shit works? Go back to the right before the part, before the spirit and the soul pops up, whoever reached this level.
Okay. Adat is possessed by Du, which is masculine. Du is Hua, which is he. Hua is the presentation in the spirit from which comes the soul. This is the spirit with personality or I. Hua is which is he and which is an. Together they mean he and whatever else. This is called Kutbiyat, also known as the Ayin principle. The eye of the heart is the Kut, the axis, which is symbolic of two hearts. One, the heart which we know that expresses our sentiments and passions. Two, the inner heart, which is by far greater. It is an inverted heart that points back to Allah. Between it and the physical heart swings the pendulum of existence, surrounded by the 99 elements and the 99 names of Allah. El-Kut represents the chain reaction from the spark, which started the process of the spirit changing to the soul.
That's how you become a living soul and not just a living spirit. Once you get there. Rewind that part right back again about the Kut.
El-Kut represents the chain reaction from the spark, which started the process of the spirit changing to the soul. This was and is the life, which becomes the link of the etheric tie. Thus, El-Kut represents the umbilical cord to He. This is why so many Sufis stay in constant dicker to Allah. This is one of the Sufi chants. O he whom no one knows what himself is, save himself. The Sufi knows that to praise Allah and worship will illuminate his spirit and help him to communicate with his inner senses. These are the things that you have no knowledge of, Bilal. This is why you question my teachings.
All right. That's why you question my teachings.
Okay, and then it goes on to another question.
Okay, we can stop there for 1 second, though. Anybody got any? I heard you say, Atun.
Was
that you?
Yeah, Antichrist.
Oh, Antichrist. I should have known the devil would say, Okay. why you say, Antichrist?
It was just kind of profound. You know what I'm saying? I'm listening. I'm like, okay. At the same time, I'm trying to understand what that meant. So I'm just analyzing it.
Right. Absolutely. Okay, so you're trying to make sense of it or understand it. That's why I like to go over it over and over again. Basically, we are not supposed to stay the same. When people say whatever you do, don't change, you are supposed to change. Because the only way you will actually be Allah is that you have to raise up your vibrations. See, monotheistic gives us one God. Monotheistic religions is one God, right? But there are many Allahs, because we know that God is a plural word, more than one. So in order to raise your vibration, you can tell that the Sufis, as he mentioned, don't want to goddamn be a man in the order of Sufi they whole fucking life. They want to raise up to the 49th octave and receive the goddamn light to move on to the 72nd octave, to the 84, to become Allah. Remember, the saying is, no man is greater than Allah.
I'm with you now. Okay, I'm feeling that.
So you ain't nothing until you become Allah.
That's right. I'm feeling that.
You ain't shit.
Yeah,
you then, at that point, inherit the 99 elements or the 99 names of Allah plus one. Absolutely. And the light, nor, possess your body. However, only Allah knows that the essence of Allah is the feminine, that which existed since eternity. And that, add to that, is possessed by Hua. So when they say Allah or Hua, he who is who he is, they've just reached, add to that. Because that's the only way they can possess it. That's the only way they can become Allah. And he is in her, as it is said. He possess her. He possessed Ad-Hadat, Duh, or Hua. Strong, ain't it?
Yes.
That's powerful. That's why he starts off with saying, exist. Right?
Right.
Kun by kun, exist.
Right.
Be. The only way that you can speak something into existence like that, unless you are Allah. You just speak that shit and it happens.
Right.
It exists. Because now it is wrapped by Ad-Hadat, who is possessed with Hua. Be, and it will be. That's strong, ain't it?
Yes. Real strong. Wow.
Which is the feminine what? It's the feminine what? What the fuck that is? The feminine of what?
Hold on 1 second. Okay, Adat are the things which are feminine, whatever they be, that had existed from eternity.
Whatever they may be that have existed from eternity.
Pre-creation, like you mentioned before.
Pre-creation. Pre-creation, which means it already was here. It already existed. In order for you to create something, you have to take something that has already been here to create it. And that's the feminine. Ad-Hadat are the things which are feminine that's been here or existed from eternity. That's strong right there, ain't it?
That's strong. Hell yeah.
How did we end up getting on this? Oh, I know how we got on this topic. Because like I said, it wouldn't surprise me that the 24 elders, be it all 24 or be it six of them or be it one of them, would take the seat as a female.
Right.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I understand the initiation process. Because everybody is tested and tried and tested and tried it. Now, let me explain why I say everybody. Because the 24 elders does not stand on one foot.
Right.
They ain't using one side of their fucking brain. Like, let me goddamn initiate nothing other than men. They ain't fucking stupid. You understand? They don't just, they ain't about my brother's keepers. They trying to make, they got to make sure they cover all sides, all angles, if they are angels. They don't just lean on, they don't just use one hand, they use both hands. That's why all of them is tested. Male and female is tested and tried and tested and tried. And whoever is proven worthy at that point, they take the seat of one of the 24 elders. Male or female, it doesn't matter. But you can tell during that day and time where the 24 elders are shown, like in the tablets, you can tell that, yeah, them bitches was tested too, but they didn't pass the test. You know what I'm saying? Adapha passed it. Hello. Who is Enoch?
Enoch.
Became Matarun. Nusku passed it, which is a male, and became Gabriel. Okay? They cheat a little bit. I can't lie. They cheat a little bit. The 24 elders. They cheat. They cheat. They go and seed women here. And hope that their child on earth takes the seat so they can have a successor like that. They cheat a little bit. They go into mortal women. They do that, and they bet. They put all their money on them than some mortal man and some mortal woman having sex and giving birth to a child. But they still don't lean on the left side, neither the right. They stay in the center and still test that child, whether they got their blood in it or not, right? Because there are some people on this planet that may not come from a royal bloodline that end up inheriting the royalty or the inheritance of a royal family. They end up getting it, like the servant in the vineyard. Remember that?
Right.
They're made equal to the sons of the king or the Adonai, the servant itself. Powerful, ain't it?
Very, very.
But
wow.
Like I said, that shit wouldn't surprise me that it's a female Atun that everybody is saying that's coming to them in the form of the angelic being or the Anunnaki Gabriel. It wouldn't surprise me, darling.
Yeah, because it said whatever they be. So it could be male or female, but it's still feminine, right?
Well, whatever they may be could be whatever the fuck it is. But it, what I'm saying is that what made me get you to read that, then thank you again for being patient with me, but
no,
was based on the 24 elder seat, and one of them is Gabriel.
Okay, gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? And the brother, he said that a brother was speaking, said that the angel Gabriel came to him, and it was in the form of a woman. And we take it all the way back to Ad-Hadat. That's why I said it wouldn't surprise me. But
okay.
Prior to the images of the 24 elders, I mean, the images of the 24 elders that you see in the book, they are not the same 24 elders that exist right now.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? But the name is still there, the seats of the 24 elders. Gabriel, Uriel, Kakael, Zolza, Imhotep, Sandalfon, San Sananda, as y'all know him by, Yanun, you know what I'm saying, all the rest of them, all the rest of the little motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying?
God.
But those are just seats. That's why it's called the Order of Zadok, which is an order that men and females are initiated into, but only one make it to the seat. It kind of fuck you up if y'all ever saw Kingsman. Remember Kingsman? Remember the Kingsman
Sammy
and
Jackson?
Secret Service? How many of y'all got fucked up? I already knew that bitch was going to be the fucking one.
I already knew
that fucking female was going to be goddamn initiated in the order of the Secret Service, the Kingsman. I said, this bitch is going to get that shit.
I
got to
see that one.
Yeah. And it was two, two or one other bitch in that motherfucker. Two or three other bitches, but a whole bunch of niggas, males. But it was one bitch that was initiated, that was chosen, because she passed all the fucking tests.
All the tests, yep.
I can see that one.
She was tested and tried, proven fucking worthy. And they chose her ass. It makes sense to me. They showing y'all that shit. They are showing you all that shit in Hollywood, too, that it's about the fucking woman. Not the women, but the woman, like the God, like the Allah, motherfucker, like the one, motherfucker. They keep showing y'all that shit. That's some crazy shit. They know it's a new administration headed by the 92 goddamn motherfuckers. It's time. That's why they keep showing you that shit. Powerful, ain't it?
Very, very.
That's why it wouldn't surprise me that you know what I'm saying, that... Now this is just off of Hollywood, though. And, you know, I don't really base my life off of Hollywood or, you know what I'm saying, my perception on what's going on. But ow. Ow. Doing the butt. But it seems that, the way that the nature of things are working, that, yeah, women are passing their tests. This is one thing I said which was kind of good for the homosexuality to come in. You know what I'm saying? Because more men would be more interested in men, and so that we can continue to pass our tests basically with flying colors without being distracted. That's why I always say this is a good thing, but the flip side of a good thing is a bad thing, that bitches will still flunk their fucking test. They will still flunk it because there's a bunch of bitches out there that likes to eat pussy and play with them with the sex force as well. So, anyway. You understand? That's why only one make it.
you only knew the power of the dark side.
There are relics that predate the universe itself. What lies within her appears to be one of them. Nine realms are not eternal. They had a dawn as they will have a dusk. But before that dawn, the
baddest bitch in El Cologne
reigned absolute and unchallenged.
Dawn, Coleon,
made a weapon out of that darkness, and it was called the Ether. While the other relics often appear as stones,
the baddest bitch in El Cologne
is fluid and ever-changing. It changes matter into dark matter. It seeks out host bodies, drawing strength from their life force.
Dawn, Coleon,
sought to use the ether's power to return the universe to one darkness. Darkness.
You underestimate the power of the dark side. Your powers are weak.
Long before the birth of light, there was darkness. And from that darkness came the
baddest bitch in El Cologne.
Millennia ago, the most ruthless of their kind,
Dawn Coleon,
sought to transform our universe back into one of eternal night. Such evil was possible through the power of the ether, an ancient force of infinite destruction.
You underestimate the power of the dark side. Your powers are weak. You cannot escape destiny. Accept your fate. You are beaten.
Yeah, the darkness is once again visible, niggas. You know what time it is. You've tuned in to WGAG Radio at this time for one reason only. To hear the greatest voice transmitting throughout cyberspace. You know who she is. The Sublime Oracle. The baddest bitch in El Cologne. Yeah, it's time for the Dawn Coleon Show.
You underestimate the power of the dark side.
The baddest bitch in El Cologne. The baddest bitch in El Cologne. The baddest bitch in El Cologne. Dawn Coleon. Dawn Coleon. Dawn Coleon. The baddest bitch in El Cologne. The baddest bitch in El Cologne. The baddest bitch in El Cologne.
Your thoughts betrayed you. your powers are weak. So you've chosen to die here. Expect no mercy. There is no escape. You cannot escape destiny. Accept your fate. You are weak. I will destroy you. Triple darkness is your destiny. Do not fight your fate. You are beaten. You have wasted my time. This is the end. You have yet to master the way of the Force. Don't underestimate the power of the Force. Give yourself to the dark side. It is useless to resist. Unwise. This is the end. If you only knew the power of the dark side. Give yourself to the dark side. If you only knew the power of the dark side. Give yourself to the dark side. Do you now understand the power of the dark side? But it ends here.
Now give it up for the baddest bitch in El Cologne. Dawn, Nicole Young.
You know, it's like that. Being the baddest action in El Cologne. And sometimes, just because you're the baddest action in El Cologne, you might just wanna masturbate to the aftermath. I do a cool tackle, that's why I'm doing this. I'm El Cologne. I mean, if I shook, shell El Cologne. Why cool, I shook, isn't feeding. And if I look, I'm shell El Cologne. Why El Cologne, isn't Farugan, chill me. Ania Wahid Ma'a El Cologne. Wa El Cologne Izu Wahid Ma'ani. Ani Akilu and Jihu Kama Farugan Shil El Cologne. Waku Kama Farugan. Ani Akilu Akwenu Kul Dik Ani Akfizu Fi El Cologne. Kama Kafiza Izu Via Amadu Fi El Cologne. Ania Kabaha Wahud El Cologne Izu Ania. El Cologne Yakilu Ani Akilu. El Cologne, Yadnalu, Annie, Admalu.
I am in the love of the all, and all love is in me. I am a part of the all, and the all is a part of me. I am one with the all, and the all is one with me. I can succeed as a part of the all and fail as an individual. I can be all that I wish in the all, as long as my wish is to stay in the all. I'm never alone. The all is, I am. The all can, I can. The all does, I do.
And girls, welcome everybody, man. WGAG Radio. I'm sorry I had to give y'all a whole hour of one of the greatest hits Don DeColeon ever did, though. The from a law, note from man to a law at a that. But great day, everybody. Tell me y'all have an awarding Saturday, man. A great Sabbath. We are taking over the El Toli Tablet Show. This is our y'all got sound over there on YouTube? Y'all got sound? Tell me y'all got sound. Y'all got sound? Do I need to check? How do you check if you got sound? Let's do it this way. Yep, we got sound. Well, great day, everybody. This is our 13-year anniversary of WGAG Radio, and I'd like to thank everybody so far for coming to kick it with us. Because we're taking over the El's Holy Tablet Show tonight. So, as you know, for 13 years, you know what? Let me take you back. I might have to, it's Saturday, ain't it, Zena? I might have to reset us a new show since I used the whole hour playing the old clip. Now I'm ready. Now I'm fucking wired. You know, me and Dot were flying the plane this whole damn time. Next thing I know, I heard the Darth Vader intro come in. And I'm like, oh, shit. So we had to end the simulation real quick. But, hey, sorry about that. I ain't flew since, what the day is, Saturday, Friday, Thursday. I think it was Thursday. I think it was, no, it wasn't Thursday, Wednesday. Wednesday. So I had to get some flying in today. So, anyway, let me show some love, man. Let me do it first. Let me show y'all some love, man, everybody on the call line. The call-in number is, great day to everybody on the call line. The call-in number is 425-569-5274. If you want to give us some drops for, call in and give us a drop, I'll open it up in a minute for the drop hour. You just simple, say, you know, you already know, say your name, where you calling from. You know, and congratulations or happy anniversary, birthday bash, WGAG Radio, 13 years, blah, 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 that type of shit. And whatever else you want to say, I'm going to make it sound good. I'm going to clip it. Trust me, I'm damn good at what I do. It's just when I don't do it, it seems like you do. Hey, when more drops at, Don? What motherfucker time, nigga? I've been goddamn other shit happened. So, but this year, I am doing the 13-year drop, okay? This year I will be. I'll probably add all the goddamn ones from last year anniversary too. Yeah, I think I'll do that. But, you know, I think, yeah, I will. I will. I'll add that too. But anyway, but I got to say again, great day to everybody on the call lines. Great day to all my peoples over there in the after party. Hope all is well with you. Got to show some love from the bottom to the top. Great day, Sister X in the building. Great day, Zena. Hope all is well with you. Give me 1 second. Special shout out also to Sister Zena one more time. Sister X in the building. Sadia B in the after party. That's our 24-hour voice activated chat room. Great day, Sadia's in the building. Hope all is well with you, baby. Special shout out to my man Newbie Rock Week 9. Where you at, Newbie? Show some love. God damn it. Special shout out to the one and only Nefertiti, surviving the game, baby. And the Bills, and great day, Neff. Hope all is well. My man, Mush Mouse, great day to you, baby. Special shout out to Mush Mouse, man. Great day, Miss Hudson. Hope all is well. Thank y'all for tuning in, man. Iwana Shanae is in the building. Great day, Iwana. And you already know, man, give it up for my man Ethereum Forever in the after party. Great day, Ether. Special shout out also to my lady, She Doc. I know she's been in the after party rocking with me all day. I don't know if she's still around, but great day, She Doc. Hope all is well with you. And you already know Arishki Gall 2020 in the building. Yeah, niggas, it's 13 years today, sunshine. Actually, it started at 12 noon when Don Nicoleon first show went live, 12 p.m. 8, yeah, p.m. is her new year. Okay, that's when she literally gave birth. Now, the inception was about 2 days before. 2 days before was the inception. So what I did like a dumbass. Wait, let me show some love. Wait, no, I get to you niggas in lockdown radio in a second. So it's like 2 days before the 23rd. Looked up and found this situation called blogtalk.com. And looked into it. Paid for, no, I think it was free. Blog Talk was free at the time. And it was interesting because when I set the first show, I set it for like next week. You know what I'm saying? So if you go back on in the calendar and find out what day was 2008, the 23rd was on, it was like in the middle of the week. And so October 23rd was like in the middle of the week of 2008. But so it's interesting because that's not the word interesting. It's funny because I was afraid, okay? So that's why I set it for that date on the first show. I set it for like October 28th or something. You got it? And I hear this voice because, you know, Don is telepathic. And I hear this voice literally saying, it wasn't mine, say, bitch. You ain't gonna goddamn wait 5, 6, 7 days, do your first show. You gonna do that motherfucker tomorrow. That's what it said. The next damn day. And so it was October the 22nd. And it said, you're gonna do it tomorrow at 12. You ain't finna be waiting no 7 goddamn weeks and shit. I done set that shit for like a week in advance, a week later. But they said, no, bitch, you gonna do it tomorrow, October 23rd. So, yeah, so I laugh every time because just like somebody that's afraid to do something now, they put it off till later and nope. It was like, fuck that, you're going to do it tomorrow at 12 noon. And, of course, why 12, for those who want to know, my children already be in school, 12 to 4, of course, but it wasn't no such thing as 4 yet with Blog Talk, simply because you only get an hour show or maybe in a 30 minutes. You know, you do an hour show and that was it back then. So, and you probably get an extra 30 minutes or some shit like that, so an hour and 30 minutes, until they kept expanding because of yours truly. I'm the only motherfucker on Blog Talk was like, okay, y'all, I ain't got but 50 seconds, but I can do another show, so let's hang up in this hour and call right back in. And because I set the fucking stage for them like, yo, we're going to have to fucking add some more minutes to these shows, an hour ain't gonna cut it. Well, that's because of yours truly kept restarting the fucking show once it got bumping, and then they added a back time, like what we call overtime. So they added that extra 30 minutes, but that shit still wasn't good enough for the Don Nicoleon show. So then they increased on air time to 2 hours and give you a 30-minute overtime, but that still wasn't enough for the Don Nicoleon show, because even Don is like, no, fuck that. Okay, I'll restart the show. We'll go live again. Give me 5 seconds. Right? And during this time, like, for real, though, all the blog talk, I don't know how word travel. And I don't mean blog talk from just the listeners and hosts, but the blog talk tech support and main office, you know what I'm saying, knew who the fuck I was. And when I would call them, it was like they were talking to their favorite celebrity, that shit, for any type of tech support or anything like that. And so what they did was they decided to set options, and this what did it for us. This what made it even better. And so the woman was like, look, Don, first she was excited that it was me and shit, but she was like, look, Don, the best package for you is this, and you get unlimited broadcast and unlimited this and unlimited that and blah, 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 4-hour block and blah, blah, blah. And so, yeah, we took it. And also over 2,000, just at 2,000 sound bytes that we can load into the switchboard. And, of course, probably by the time some of y'all got wind of Dawn Nicole Leon, she was already operating at 4 hours, a 4-hour show. Yeah, a 4-hour show. Yeah. Operating at a 4-hour show. So, yeah, so from October the 22nd, 2008, she was very afraid and set her first show to about 7 days later for that. And, yeah, telepathic voice says, no, you're going to do your show first thing in the new day, 12 noon. So I listened and I obeyed and just did it the next day, which was perfect. I was doing it at All Eyes on Egypt. And the timing was perfect for me and my babies. And, of course, because I run a store simultaneously with the show, so it worked out at the same time because I'm already in the office. I'm already in the store. You know what I'm saying? By 10 a.m., boom, 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 set the show, get ready for the show by 12, that type of shit, do the show to 3, well, at that time it was maybe 1 o'clock or 2 over or 3 over and then 4 over. And so, and that's how it all happened, boys and girls. So, yeah, little girl here, I don't know how old I was. Somebody do the math. If I'm 45 now, minus 13, that'll get you what, 32? Am I 32, Doc? About 32? I think maybe 32 years old, maybe, kind of, sort of. I was 32. I can't subtract right now. Let me see. 45 from 42. Yeah, 33. I think I was 33. Huh? 33? 33. 33. Right? 4 or 5. Oh, yeah, 5 take away 3 is 2. 32. On! Okay, so I was 32. Good. Okay, I was right, fresh off the top. Damn. Damn, that's not bad, Nicole. No hands, no fingers, you didn't even think it. Okay, so yeah, I was 32 at the time. So damn, 13 years later, I'm 45. And I just want to say that it was never a bad time for me. For 13 years, it was never a bad time for me regarding WGAG radio. Everything else in my life, yeah. It was pretty ups and downs and pretty sure like everybody else. But we can all agree, not really all of us, but some of us still here can agree, with the exception of Neff, kind of, sort of, because, yeah, Neff had to go away from us for a while. But maybe Neff can agree. But as far as WGAG Radio is concerned, the elements of all the shows that we put together for 13 years, and it feels like it's going back to the Don Nicoleon show in the beginning, but we had so many different shows showing up. We had Alexis Tyler with her show on WGAG Radio. We've had Samaya, the Scorpion Queen, her show on WGAG Radio. We've had We've had the internet traffic jam. That's what DJ Tahuti and I set during a four-hour jam show. Get it, internet traffic. I'm bad. Can I come up with some shit? Internet traffic jam. And that came on right after the Don Nicolione show, the internet traffic jam. And we also had the chemistry lab, which I would love to bring back, is the chemistry lab. But the chemistry lab, we had that show streaming on Thursday nights, if I'm not mistaken. And you already know Hot Damn Politics every Wednesday night. We had Surviving the Game. Nefertiti came on Fridays. Surviving the Game with Nefertiti, which is one of the best. Well, all the shows in my book was great, but was one of the best shows with Nefertiti, Surviving the Game. So we got sports. We got everything. I mean, it was just fucking, that's when Nef was going like super freaking hard on that. So, and of course, our first game, if I'm right, Nef, help me out. The first sports that we called, this is amazing here, I think it had to been, but the first sporting, major sporting event that we broadcast was the Floyd Mayweather, right? That's the Floyd Mayweather fight, if I'm not mistaken, and that brought in over 100,000 downloads, Neff calling that fucking fight. I'll never forget it. Over 100,000 downloads. That was in, I don't know what year, but that was a major fight. The world, I can have to say it, well, over 100,000 downloads on that shit. But the, so I'm just going to say the world knew Nefertiti calling that goddamn fight. Mayweather versus Canelo, that was Surviving the Game, first boxing fight. And from there, we took Surviving the Game to basketball and football. And prior to Surviving the Game with Nefertiti on Friday nights, Nef was doing the Nefertiti Surviving the Game sports segment on the Don Nicolione show, during the Don Nicolione show, and where she always liked to tell, I kind of, auditioned her live on my show. And I was like, give me a five-minute wrap-up of everything that's going on with sports and shit. And that bitch killed that. Maybe I said 30 seconds. I don't know. I ain't say 5 minutes. And I just knew that Neff had she had so much goddamn, I don't know what to call it, because I don't think it's a word for this shit, but I know you fuckers going to find a word for it, because y'all goddamn taught by your devil friend, so y'all know every word in the dictionary, but I don't know what you call this shit. It's not potential. She has so much, a lot that was hidden. A lot that was hidden, and I could see right through all the shit that was kind of cluttered, and I could see that. I could fucking see that. And be honest with you, even 13 years later, or let's say 11 years later, 11 years later, to up to date to 2021, October 23rd, this anniversary, let's say 11 years later, I still get shocked off of her, this whatever it is, I can't put a word to it, that she reveals. I'm still taken aback because, I stopped actually looking at Neff now. So when Neff tells me, her milestone or her mental projection of self in the future, I'm just like still taken aback. So now I'm taken aback. But in the beginning, I auditioned her on the spot, or she auditioned on the spot, and boom, and it was so interesting because I asked for that. I did. I literally mentally put it out there in the ethers that I need a bitch, a fucking female, that can fucking do sports And unbeknown to me, Neff was already a listener. She was already a listener, always in WGAG radio chat room on Blog Talk. And she came on the show and spoke one time in regards to mortgages and shit. And that was it. But I forgot what she pushed one for. She probably remembers what made me end up switching the conversation to her and asking her to, I mean, you know what I'm saying, like, let me hear you run down the sports of what happened and this, that, and the third. And yeah, enough is the one. I'm about to cry now. You're so busy, like, how years go by, you tend to forget, you know, like, how, you know, how the universe actually just magnetized exactly what you needed. And Neff was exactly what I needed, even though she was already here. It's amazing. She was already there with me. And boom, so the segment of the sports segment, Surviving the Game, and you remember the intro I made for you, Neff? Malcolm Garvey, something, Malcolm, what's that nigga name? Malcolm Garvey and somebody else. Yeah, like Bentley Beamers and something else and shit. Yeah, and that was the first intro I made for, the RBG. It was Malcolm Garvey and somebody else, and Huey. Yeah, Malcolm Garvey, Huey. I probably have it. You know what I do? It's in this hard drive. I could play it for you motherfuckers, the intro. And that's when she comes on the Don Show for the first, for the first hour, doing about 5 to 10 minutes of sports. That's how we jumped off, that she gets her own show. When she got real comfortable with it and she could hang with it, she could outbox any fucking person that stepped to her, meaning how people like to challenge you based on your knowledge. So what happened in the beginning, she was being challenged based on her knowledge. Shortly after, her knowledge of all the sports around the world. So shortly after that, she was no longer being challenged by males. She was being asked questions in regards to certain athletes or the industry of or the network itself in certain fields, or soccer or baseball or basketball or boxing. And they went from no longer trying to see if the bitch, you know, got game, but into asking her questions about certain players and all that type of stuff and what she think and who she got could possibly be this, that, and the third. Neff know her shit. And so that's when I knew when she was no longer a quick segment like you were here on radio, you know what I'm saying? Now we got Tony with sports, and Tony just runs it down real fast and then ends it with, you know, and that's that, you know what I'm saying? B103, I'm out this bitch. And so, but when I started noticing that callers were calling in during her segment, you know what I'm saying, on my show, and it was time for Neff to have her own fucking show so she can get the fuck off my goddamn show. I have a sports show because these callers are now taking up Donna Coleon time to go live and shit. So that's when I said, Neff, it's time. You got to get your own show. You know what I'm saying? The phone is ringing too much off the hook for you in my house. You got to get your own little house. And so, bam, Nefertiti Surviving the Game Friday night. I know that was so long for me to explain all of that, but that was a lot. That was a lot. That was something that I asked for, and it was already there. Just needed to be made. Just had to fucking, all she had to do was say yes. So that was a yes. And so there's so more. Hot Damn Politics of UCOR, of course. Some of you know, some of you don't know. Hot Damn Politics came about with a woman by the name of Fire Linus, and she asked for a political show, and I said, sure, perfect. Now, unbeknown to a lot of people, that was another one of my mental projections. Like, fuck, we need a politics show. We got Don's show. We got Internet traffic jam right after that. We got Nefertiti surviving the game. Politics is perfect. And so, boom, we set that day for Wednesday nights in the evening. She's on the Chicago side. And, of course, Neff, when I tell you Neff participated in every fucking show because people really needed her, okay, a lot of people can't pull off a show by themselves. So Neff was the perfect co-host for Firelinus because Neff also knows politics, which is why you motherfuckers go wild on Wednesday nights. Now with Nefertiti hosting Hot Damn Politics. So Neff was a better complement and an adversity in a sense to Firelinus. But at times they bumped heads, and that's good because I prefer WGAG radio to be controversial and not to disagree, to be like, well, she wants a disagreeable fucking show, but to disagree with facts. You understand? Not opinions. And so, of course, interesting enough, Firelinus and Nefertiti disagreed, but they both had facts for the same disagreement, which was so hot. No opinions. I don't like opinions. That's the only thing that's not fucking allowed on WGAG radio is fucking opinions, unless it's based on the fact that you ate something or your stomach hurt and you're not sure what it is, so you say, well, it could be I got punched in it. That's an opinion. Or it could be I ate some punch and some old shit. So it's a little bit different. But, yeah, but it was a great compliment for Firelinus to have Nefertiti. That boomed so well. Hot Damn Politics was a fucking hit to the point where we took the elections and the debates to another level by yours truly, because I am a performer and a producer and a director and a writer. And we took the debates to another level where we had audience participation, people call in and play the role of the presidential candidates. And we actually had the scripts for the presidential candidate, and instead of listening to them fuckers, somebody played the Democrat president, Democratic elect, and all that other type of stuff. One person played the narrator online, and we just had a great ball. Started basically making that something that we did every 3.5 years, that we were read the script of the debate, and someone would play the characters that is a part of the presidential debates. And yeah, that was it. That was the bid right there. Another thing with Hot Damn Politics, one of the most important things that Firelinus presented to me and to everyone else was a book entitled 1984. And we read that book, and that book, why damn it, is what we're looking at right now and what we was looking at yesterday and yesteryears. So that 1984 really woke my ass up. And also, interesting, another book that she brought to Hot Damn Politics, we some bookers like a motherfucker. And so another book she brought to Hot Damn Politics was my favorite, did the intro for that shit too, and that is The Godfather, that shit. And we read The Godfather on Hot Damn Politics. And so that was great. That all of that, those elements. And, of course, a lot of debating went on in Hot Damn Politics, a lot of disagreement. We were all family, yet we disagreed, and it was just made a great show. If it was feelings, we dealt with the feelings a little afterwards or during, you know what I'm saying, you know, because, you know, we're so close and, you know, at times we're not supposed to agree with each other. We're not supposed to disagree with each other, whatever like that. And mind you, it was all females running this shit. Neff, Firelinus, and Don Nicoleone. You know what I'm saying? And so, of course, you know, other females part of it, and some on my side, some on their side, some on Firelina's side, and then there's the brothers. We won't bring you into this shit. But so, yeah, it was something. It was something. And, of course, hot damn politics, something that had to stay regardless of the situation that happened with me and Firelina's. Actually, it wasn't with me, actually. It was Firelinus and another caller, and I disagreed with her actions on that. And so, bam, you know, that's just how it is. So, but hot damn politics had to stay. It did. It had to stay, regardless. And I think, I don't know what year that was, but I know it was November 27th or something like that. I can't remember the year now. But, it had to stay. And if I'm not mistaken, Neff is still doing Surviving the Game on Fridays. Neff is still doing Surviving the Game on Fridays. And, of course, Neff said yes. Yes to hot damn politics. So she has a lot on her plate, baby. All right? Neff has a lot on her plate. I have a lot on my plate. I'm still probably doing 7 shows. We also added a holy shit show to WGAG Radio on Sundays. You get it? Holy shit show. So the holy shit show starts about 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Maybe 10, 10, 11, 12. Was it 6 a.m., 7 a.m., 8 a.m., 9 p.m. maybe? 9 a.m., the Holy Shit Show on Sundays. Holy Shit is basically a gospel, contemporary gospel radio show called the Holy Shit Show. You know I'm sick, right, Young Ty? Yes, I had the name of the Holy Shit. And, of course, it's so fire because after every gospel song goes off, like, I play, like, I'll put 5 gospel songs in a row together, and when it goes off, it ends up, it goes, holy shit, okay? And so, it's a little clip I got played, holy shit, just reminds you, you are listening to the Holy Shit Show. And all the gospel songs, and the new and the old, I mix them together. Put my ass in it. I think it's about a 2.5 or 4 hour mix that I would do of gospel music, and then throw in holy shit in that mix and shit. And so that came on right before the Son of Man show. Am I right now? I think because we had that going on. So I think that came on right before the Son of Man show at 12. So the Holy Shit comes on Sundays before the Son of Man, then the Son of Man show. And, of course, we have the Son of Man show. Oh, my God, I'm about to cry. We got the Son of Man show. And so from the Holy Shit on Sunday to the Son of Man show, and, of course, you know, special shout out to my dad for the Son of Man show. I see you 602. Give me a minute, baby. Patience pays off unless you have to talk now. But yeah, so let me move a little bit faster then. 602, I got you. I'm gonna open your mic, but give me a second. Well, give me a first.
Go ahead, baby. No. Take your time. I'm loving it. Keep doing what you do. I'm loving it.
Okay. Thank you, baby. I'm going to bring you in 12 seconds. Let me get this shit off.
Yes,
so, of
ma'am.
Course, my father's show, the Son of Man show. And there's a lot going on at this point. You know what I'm saying? Got the Son of Man show, Holy Shit show. And for the record, Neff is holding up all the shows, including her show. Not just her shows, but Don's show, the Son of Man show, the Holy Shit show, Hot Damn Politics, Chemistry Lab show, Surviving the Game on Friday nights, and the Holy Tablet show on Saturdays. And unbeknownst to you guys, we have a 3-hour time difference. So Neff is up at 6 a.m. starting the Holy Shit show, ending the Holy Shit show, starting the Son of Man show, running the switchboard, and producing the Son of Man show on Sundays as well. The next show after that, which is 7 days a week, is what? The Man of the Hour, which is at 4 o'clock right after the Son of Man show. Boom, she is running that show. And so actually, I have to say, to let you motherfuckers know who Neff really is the fact that Neff kept this motherfucker going, okay? She kept it going. She set every show. She started every show. She ran every show, and she ended every show. That's nepotism. And I don't even know why her say that she's indebted to me. I am indebted to Nefertiti surviving the game. I think we in debt to each other, but I believe I have more debt than she has. So anyway, so that's just give y'all an idea of the background, that it was all Nefertiti, okay? All Neff. All these shows, it wouldn't be possible. And this is the fucking truth. If Neff, one, didn't set it, Neff didn't start it, Neff didn't run it, and Neff didn't finish it or end it. It's all Neff. All Neff. And you can tell Neff must have had a lot of time on her goddamn hands. Come on in, 602-332. Give me a mic check, baby.
Greetings in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is Pastor Don Jr., CEO. I've been on the show for many, many years, but I'm just loving the energy and the spark. You, Queen, you doing your thing, but you know how to bring in power when it needs to be brought. God is real, and I'm telling you right now, it's not no game. This show has been around for a very long time. Y'all think it's a game. Before internet radio, for Instagram and MySpace, this show is right here. This ain't my first rodeo. I've been here before.
No, it ain't your first rodeo. Time. You've been here a million times. And
I've
I don't even know how we met,
here.
Though. Because I met your father.
Yeah,
but I don't remember how
you know
we met.
You said it right. You met my father first. I'm the next level.
Yeah, you say
I'm
that
proud.
All the time. You ain't never stopped saying
I'm
that
proud.
Shit.
I never will. I don't care how much I become president, my father was there before me. At the end of the day, Don Cody Sr., Moses Media, MosesMediaInc.com, search it out. When you see all the different Beyoncé's, the Jay-Z's, they all came to my father's office. I'm sitting there working in the office, doing production on commercials, and the next thing I know, this is the biggest artist in sliced bread. I'm like, wow. So, like, you blown away, I'm blown away, too.
I'm not
I understand
blown
where you are.
Oh, okay.
No, this
gotcha.
Coronavirus got us all disenfranchised.
This ain't got you disenfranchised. I am not disenfranchised at all from none of that.
Amen. Hey, man, you're one of the few that's not, but there's a lot of people that are. And I've been in homeless shelters, and I've seen it firsthand. I was just there recently, 7 days ago.
Were they 6 feet?
I'm telling you.
Were they 6 feet apart from each other?
Hell no. No, they right on top of each other.
Might not be that
it's
bad.
Still government funding. When it's government funding, everybody know where to go get the funds. They're going to show up early and wait late to be lost out.
Yeah.
The people that are serious about their lives, they come early. The people not serious come late. It's simple. That's how it works.
Well, I'll tell you what, though, Don J., it's really good to hear your voice.
Mm-hmm.
Don CEO.
Come on, mama. You know me. You already know. I'm always on something new. I got a new movement. Put the guns down. That's what I'm pushing for the next 12 months. Put your guns down. It's bad enough corona killing us. We don't need to help the corona by killing each other by shooting somebody. Come on. Just put the guns down. Simple.
Yeah, just slob them in the mouth. Let corona kill them.
Right. At the end of the day, just put your sons down. That's all I'm putting out there. My man, he died. He sent me a record, and I was blown away. He got me excited about the entertainment industry. I'm like, damn. He's like, how are you excited? I'm like, bro, it's never been a record like this, and it's never had a push because I never got it first.
Okay. All right, well, look here. I have to keep the show going, so maybe you, I like your new movement, and keep up, you know, everything. Well, I like how you start shit and finish and
hold
move on,
queen,
to
hold
the
on,
next.
Queen,
I'll tell you
on.
That.
Let me give you your flowers, and you your flowers while you're here. You're on the cast. Yeah, I love you. I'm glad you've been in the foxhole with your people for all these years. Donna Cole, she is an asshole. But she know her shit. So at the end of everything being said, I don't care what nobody say, she know her shit. You are a very special customer. Step across. You got to get your props and praise for doing what you do very well. That's it. I'm moving out the way. You have a great evening. I'm
you
right
are
here.
The fucking best, Don CEO. Have a great evening. All right. So I got to show some love to everybody over there on Lockdown Radio right now. I know I've been ignoring you guys, but I had to get all that out. And, again, y'all give it up for Don CEO coming in. Let me show some love, man. Throw some ones over there in that chat room on Lockdown Radio. Quincy Thomas, Quincy Jones, Young Ty, Young Juvie, Taekwondo in the building. Who else? My man Power, Great Day Power. Special shout out to my man Power. I don't know who else up in here who I missed. Raymond Ricks Jr. in the building. Great day, Raymond. Hope all is well with you, and I don't know who else up in here, man. The chat room is long. The Nurture 360. I said throw the ones up so I don't have to scroll up. The Nurture 360, great day to you. My man King Ellis, Mississippi now. Great day, King Ellis. Special shout out to my lady, boss lady, Young Black and Ambitious in the building. IB said, fluff you too. Great day, IB. Special shout out to Grandma Ab in the building. Hope all is well with you. And I don't know who all up else in this motherfucker, though. But let's bring in Nefertiti, because an anniversary ain't an anniversary without Nefertiti surviving the goddamn game.
Hey, happy birthday, Don. Happy New Year birthday, all that shit. Man, 13 strong, man. Thank you for those kind words. I was going to say thank you, man.
That it was the truth, man. You know what I'm talking about? Because you could have, all the time I done fought your ass on the air, you could have just been like, hold on a minute, bitch. Who starts the show? Who sets the show? Who runs the show? Who is the show? Watch your motherfucking mouth, bitch. Like,
nah, that was just too arrogant. Nah, man.
So Neff Modest, man. Y'all don't know she does a lot, though, for real.
Man, I mean, this WGAG is, like I always say, man, it's changed my life. I remember the day I found you. I found this network, you know. I was, like, in a hell of a peculiar spot in my life, searching. And I said, who is this chick with this tango on? I was like, and that's when I just, like, found Blog Talk and started listening. You know, I'm listening to these hotep cats and whatever, trying to navigate that whole little situation. And I kept seeing this woman pop up on the front page.
Yeah, during that time, they had me on the front page at the top, like the only front page. I was on the only front page, yeah.
Yep.
During that time, yeah.
And I kept seeing you, and I kept ignoring it, and I'm like, nope, I'm not going there. Because I liked the name. It was like Don Nicoleone, and, you know, I watch Godfather, so I thought it was hella dope. But I was like, I was, like, really starting to go into this black revolutionary train of thought type shit, because I've been hearing some of these shows and shit, and so I thought that was kind of like where I needed to be. And I was like, she don't look the part. I said, she got a kango, hair hella long and shit. And I was like, no. And I remember because I used to get high on the porch at night. And, you know, them shows, you used to do that. You used to do the night show.
Somewhere,
but I used to, you know, I'd sit and listen, and used to do the night show, and I used to listen, and I tuned in one night. I remember I was listening to them KTO cats, and something was whack, and I turned it off, and then I clicked on your button, and I was just kind of gobsmacked to hear a woman's voice that was so strong in a sea of men. You were the only woman on, and you had serious command, and all the, and you were, I hate to say it like that, but you was controlling all them niggas that was on the show, and they were, you know, right, and your inner and your interaction, how you dealt with them, and I had never heard that. I had never heard no shit like that.
Amen.
And I was like, wow. And she said this phrase: "He don't give you shit but hard dick and bubble gum." And I was. I don't fuck with church, but I felt like
he
was preaching, and I was called to come down the aisle like a new member, like shit, like when somebody's talking.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yo,
yeah, you real.
That's real. I would never, because, you know, there's certain shit in my life I just don't forget, and it's hella instances with WGAG Radio I don't forget, but I remember the day where I got pulled in. You know what I'm saying? I got pulled in, and I just tuned in every night. I didn't even know she did a day show. I just used to tune in that night. I said, this woman on 5 days a week, 9 o'clock my time. Right? Was it 9 o'clock or six? I don't know. But you used to be on late night, and it was perfect because I just had my babies, and they was little. So I still used to, like I said, get high at night and shit when they sleep, and I would listen to her show.
Oh, my God. It's not funny. It's not funny. Okay,
yeah.
It's real.
So, yeah, she said the rest, you know, everything. But, no, the show changed my life, man. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And then my personality is when I'm in something and I love what I'm doing, I'm going to be in 110%. So I don't know. I only know one way to do shit. And so I'm going to be involved. I'm going to be involved. And I thank you, Don, for allowing that, because you could have been like, nah, bitch, you ain't got to do all that. You know what I'm saying? She allowed me to do that.
Do what?
She allowed me. Just to have the keys and be like, okay, you can help. So you had already
Don,
had
you're
helpers.
A teacher. Come
you
on,
had, you
man.
Had helpers
Don,
around
you built so many
I
people.
Here.
That's bold. She coming
quiet,
back and tell you thank
Don,
you.
Don, CEO.
Right.
No, I'm asking the allow part. You're not a good listener. Yeah, but she just gave me the answer. Yeah. Oh, well,
Yes.
I don't even know how that happened, man. I just, you know how you just naturally know, you know what I'm saying, who to give your pussy to.
Right.
You get a certain age, you know what I'm saying? You just know who to give it to, you know, who to give your child to, and they'll take care of it better, better than you would ever do.
Oh, my God.
And Neff literally took care of this child, WGAG Radio. Not fuck the pussy, but it is a baby.
Right.
And, you know, others that came really could not do a hell of a job taking care of WGAG Radio, so I trusted her with this baby. I knew that she would be able to help me grow it into a 13-year-old teenager now.
Right.
Wow.
Now,
yeah.
I'm thankful. I'm thankful for that because that shit comes up natural to me, you know, just to be a helper of that nature, team player, if you want to call it. But, you know, all the shit that I love, you know, I appreciate all the listeners of the way we kick it from when we used to be on BTR and
man.
Just the whole, you know, the chat rooms, you know, always popping
wow.
and come in and just our interactions.
This is
me,
amazing.
You know, if it wasn't for Don, I wouldn't know Zena, I wouldn't know J1, I wouldn't know none
for
of these
real.
Motherfuckers.
When, yeah, man.
You
really.
Know? I wouldn't, you
it's
know.
An anniversary show. Come on, man. Everybody can come out.
Right.
So, because people have formed even a long-lasting relationship outside of WGAG Radio from meeting each other. Yeah, they stay. Yeah, it's a lot of people who stay in touch with each other and all that type of shit. So,
right,
kind of cool, you know.
It's kind of crazy.
I'm just happy y'all sisters doing it the right way. Y'all doing it the right way. Y'all not taking the bullshit. Y'all kicking ass on day one. So they know, don't bring that bullshit to me. I'm so proud of y'all for that. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. Y'all give me gas. This coronavirus killed me.
You know, it's two types of fucking on the planet. You don't fuck the help. And this is where y'all niggas fuck it up at. This is where males fuck it up at. And you don't fuck the one that come in peace to help and care for this idea or something that you bring to life. And women are more likely to gravitate towards anything that needs to be raised up. You understand?
Correct.
Yeah, and be cared for and to nurture. So the problem why males fuck up because they end up fucking the nurturer. That is,
correct.
You know what I'm saying, that holds it more dear
right.
to their heart and mind than you as the idealist. She becomes the realist and makes it more realer to the world. And when you start to fuck that, you fucks it up. You know what I'm saying? That's what men fuck up at. You know what I'm saying? You
I'm
don't
not the
fuck,
way I'm away.
You don't fuck the realist. You know what I'm saying? You don't fuck someone that can make it real, make it happen. You know what I'm saying? Because she will take everything to bed with her. You understand? So in other words, what I mean, like what I mean, when I say take it to bed with her, all that has to be done, let's say for your situation, Don, CEO, right?
Yes,
she will take that to bed. She will start airing out the files of what needs to be done next. And shit like that.
Because
she takes it.
That's it.
Yeah, she will take work home. You know what I'm saying? She will take it to bed
20,
and start 000, to visualize.
30,
excuse me, sir. And start
deals.
To visualize next steps and all of that type of shit. You know what I'm saying? That is the next success step. So that's why you don't fuck your help. You know what I'm saying? That's why you don't fuck the woman. You know what I'm saying? Fuck a man or some shit. But you don't fuck the female I'm not finished. You don't fuck the females that come to lend that hand because they take it too bad. You know what I'm saying? They could be driving and thinking about your endeavors, what needs to be done, what you need to have, and they bring it to you. You know what I'm saying? So when anybody is thinking more about your idea than you are, that's somebody you don't fuck. Don't fuck sexually and don't fuck up mentally and spiritually and emotionally.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying?
I've said
this is always one of the reasons why that women can pull off a lot of shit faster than let's say, 8 women that's here to help 1 male. You know what I'm saying? Or 1 woman that came to help 1 male, you know what I'm saying, with his enterprise or whatever he has. You know what I'm saying? But because we're not fucking each other. You know what I'm saying? Now, we might piss each other off. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But
correct.
We're not fucking 100%. Each other. So it's still, so in that brain of her creative, nurturing mind, it's not tampered with male DNA. Get it? So it's not tampered with male DNA
here.
So she can keep that shit going, which is another reason why a lot, which is another reason why a lot of successful billionaire on into trillionaire men will give a lecture on how to start your business or what you need around you. They say women, you know what I'm saying? Because women are the nurturers and they care more for what you have than what you have care for.
Say it again. Say that one more time. Because some people out there have never heard
it
before.
Hey, that's the first time anybody heard that shit. Let me bring in 360. Let's bring in 360-602. Come on in. You're on WGAG Radio 13-year anniversary birthday bash. 360,
hello?
You on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
This is This is the Brag Honey Love, and I'm just saying.
Oh,
the Brag,
the Brag, the Brag, the Brag, the Brag, my baby.
The genius that is Don. Thank you
if
so
you
much.
If you hurry up, boy, give me a hug, man. I miss you so much, the Brock.
But I never miss you. You're in my daily thoughts, so always remember that. And I respect and I love everything about WGHCU. And thank you so much for making my life work, okay? That y'all made my life work.
The Brock. Oh man, you gave me the biggest smile on my goddamn face right now. I can't even talk. That shit hurt now. My smiling muscle ain't never been used. Goodness gracious, that shit hurt.
Hopefully y'all had time for everybody to come of age and grow up. And absorb everything that you've been trying to tell people and stuff like that. And I don't have no problem passing WGU off to the next person and stuff like that. You got to learn, you know what I'm saying? But that's a great starting point to pick up everything that you need to know about consciousness.
My love, the Brock honey love. Everybody used to call him the Brock Obama. Come on in, the Brock Obama.
Y'all listening to the make you art. But her soul, her spirit is so deep. It will touch your consciousness. It'll bring you around. It'll fix anything in your life that is imbalanced and stuff like that. If you just listen, you know what I'm saying? You coming out of Jesus consciousness or anything, she'll balance you. She'll help you balance yourself. And once you balance yourself, then I came to give you what I have to give. Can you accept it? I brought the knowledge to you. Can you take the gift?
Brock, how's your mom?
My mom is doing well.
Good.
She's doing well. She's making adjustments in her life, getting older and stuff like that, you know. But I can call her. I can send her a picture, and she can talk to me. Thanks to the internet and all the things that we have now. You know what I'm saying? That's what I was praying for back in the 90s and stuff like that I would be able to keep up with my family, you know. And when I told you something, I said, you know what? Whatever you do in your life, your family's sacred. That's what's really sacred, your blood. It's sacred, you know. I know you already knew that, but I'm just saying, you know. But that whatever beef or anything that you have in your life and stuff like that, the ones that's gonna be there in the end is the ones that brought you into this world and the ones that mentored you. You know, that's why I never forget Don and never forget Nev, you know, and Babylon Don. You know what I'm saying? The people that put me up, you know, on the knowledge.
Yeah. Yeah. But you always had it. It was just pulling it out.
I need y'all to show me what it meant. And it was all within Dr. U. It was all there. And WAGU was what brought me, WAGDAG, was what brought the knowledge full circle and stuff like that so that I would understand what it was I went through. I didn't understand it. You know what I'm saying? I went through it, but in order to balance it out and to figure out what it was that I went through. That's when y'all were there. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, someone dropped a link in one of the little chat rooms and stuff like that, talking about the new Wapping, right? And I didn't know anything about it, right? But it interested me because of the big old Anubis heads and all the things that I saw there. And I said, okay, well, I'm going to find out what this is all about because these people are, like, rocking Egypt, you know, in modern times and stuff like that. And lo and behold, in a little bit of time, you showed up and you brought the knowledge to me. And not only did you bring the knowledge to me, you took the time out to go through the Holy Tablet, you know what I'm saying? And I feel really blessed for that. And in that blessing and stuff like that, I was able to find as many books as I could, you know, a PDF, you know what I'm saying? So I would have access 100% to it. You know, that's how that energy and that power works. It will bring you all the way in.
Mm. Mm.
Boom. we still need a master. We still need a master as teacher to help define what it is we needed to know. You know, so like I said, I feel really blessed for the Holy Tablet Live that you did. You know, because it gave me a chance to get inside the book, not alone, but really to learn and to digest and to, you know, have some input and stuff like that. Even though we're distance apart and stuff like that, I learned from that book. And that book is at my fingertips.
That's a blessing, baby. Dr. York is a blessing.
Ain't he? There he is.
Hell yeah.
To my brothers, I didn't relay those books to my brothers. And therefore, they're coming up out that Christianity, dual consciousness into the real consciousness of the self-consciousness. You know, they're coming out. So,
right.
All my Christians out of there, but at least they got something to work with to upgrade.
Absolutely.
Mind yourself, as above, so below.
As above, so below. If this shit is true, we must nourish our higher
selves.
I love you, babe.
That you're the only woman. It's funny, it felt to me, but you're the only woman that I really, really listen to. I listen to you, right? And I would be going through my day, and all of a sudden, your voice would pop up and tell me, "Oh no, this is how this works." She was in my consciousness. Right? And then I'm grappling and stuff like that with my peers and stuff, Neff and Babylon Don and them and stuff like that, you know. And it was amazing and stuff like that. That was the most amazing experience that I've had on this side of consciousness, was to deal with WAG radio. You know what I'm saying? That was good for me.
Right.
When I was long, I ain't had nobody else and shit like that. I didn't have nothing to reflect off. I wasn't messing with no churches and stuff like that because I don't want to hear that shit. But when I got to WGAG, all of the things that I needed to know came into friction. And even the people that the elders that then came through and then passed on and stuff like that, even they interjected into bringing my consciousness forward. I love that. That I love. You know, that's real.
Yeah.
So you stay forward and keep on doing what you do, Don. I will always recommend you. There will never be a day of my life on this earth that I will not push your image or your forum on somebody else to take a look. Just look. All you got to do is just listen a little bit. You'll get it. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to get no sugar coat. You'll get the real and stuff like that. And if she get her ass on her shoulders, you're in trouble. You in trouble. Because she's going to straighten it out. She's going to get it right. Now, where's Neff?
Neff is right here, DeBrock.
Hey, what's up, DeBrock?
Right.
How you doing? Good to hear you.
That's my Bay Area. That's my sister right there. That's a sister that we you know, we ain't come out of the same womb, but that's my sister right there. She embodies all of the Bay Area to me. That was the most amazing thing.
Where you at now, DeBrock?
I came into WGAG. I'm in the same place. Same place.
What, you still in Cali?
No. I'm in Birmingham, Washington.
Okay, gotcha.
Y'all gave me the strength to sustain and to hold down what I had, and I still got it.
That's a blessing.
I've been here for 10 years, I still got it.
That's a blessing. That's a blessing. Don't be a stranger, baby.
I'm watching your progression and stuff like that. I was watching when you were talking about you moving to
Florida.
Did you move to Florida? Or are you going to visit?
Yeah, I've been in Florida since April.
You moved here?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, are you in line with what our ancestors and stuff, making sure the lightning stays away from around you?
am I hanging with the ancestors to make sure the light stay away from around me?
Yeah.
I am the lightning.
You are the lightning. That's what's up. You are the goddess. That's what's up. Nicole be with you. That's what's up. You like it? Do you like Florida?
I love it. I always wanted to be here, DeBrock. I always wanted to move to Florida.
I don't know how to give up Georgia, but I guess, you know, the changes of times and stuff like that. Because Georgia is the place, but Florida actually is a part of that too. It's the other place. That's where the we're up under what is the name of that place? Up under Cuba. That's where the Netter. That's where their work is at, right there up under Cuba. So yeah, that's a good place to be, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. I wanted to be closer to Atlantis, the Bermuda Triangle, all of that. Home. This is home for me, finally. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I looked at. She's getting ready to get closer to it. She's getting in it. You know? But
yep.
Georgia's a bump off from it, but Florida's right on it.
Yeah.
So did you leave babies in Georgia, or they come with you?
Say it again.
Did you leave your babies in Georgia, or did they come with you?
Yeah, I left everybody in Georgia, even the cats.
Okay, so you holding it down on your own?
I'm holding it up. I'm never on my own. I'm never Patti LaBelle. I'm never on my own.
There you go.
I'm not Patti.
I
and Michael McDonald.
I haven't followed in a while, but it's good to talk to you and stuff like that. You still sound the same. You don't have that sweet ass voice that you had when you first started, but you definitely got the experience, and you got the intellect, and you got the mother wit. And you
also
have.
I really think I'm nicer.
I agree.
I'm for real. I think I'm nicer.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I did change because I remember a couple of years back. I think after I hit like 40 and some change, Jael put in an after party doing a Don and Coleon show. He said, "Don, you have more patience with your callers now." Some shit
Thank
like that.
You.
I think, yeah. So
We used to get the Nation of Islam beat down and shit if we didn't come right and correct.
Yeah, now I don't even get callers anymore. You know what I'm saying? Because T-Mobile, Sprint, and AT&T blocked everybody from calling into the show. So they blocked everybody. Well, they didn't block them, but they want to get paid for calling into my show. They don't do nobody else like that who has a show on Blog Talk. Only my show, AT&T, T-Mobile, Metro PCS, and all of them, they want them to pay an extra, I think, pay in minutes, 300 minutes for a certain amount of dollars. Only on my goddamn show.
We're deep into digital now, and so when digital first started and stuff like that, it was a slow process, and so I was able to tap into the show and spend time with y'all. But when digital got real and shit like that, it cost money, so we weren't having no access, you know what I'm saying? And the same thing with Facebook and other forums and stuff like that. They didn't put stipulations and blockage if you don't spend no money on it. You know what I'm saying? So that's just a part of the progression. So that's why I kind of fell off, because I wasn't able to get enough data to keep up with y'all.
But Verizon and Sprint don't do it. It's only on my show, this call number. All the other Blog Talk people can call in, listen to their show from the same cell phone provider.
Metro PCS
and all that type of shit. The moment you try to call into my show, they want you to pay.
You didn't build a fortress, though, Don. You have multi-tools, because you spent days sometimes up, you know, running your show. You built a fortress. You know what I'm saying? Yours is a complex. You know, it's not simple. It's not where they only get a couple of callers or whatever, and then the show's over. Yours is it's a following, you know.
It's a cult.
So I always remember that. It's not part of that long. Yeah, it's on their end because you utilize the resources and stuff like that to the max. We got shows galore for years, we got volumes of Don Nicolione for years. You know, so just remember that it's not so much that it's your show. It's just that you have volume of multiple. You got them before they got to everybody else.
Yeah, that's true.
You got a lot of money too, you know, but still, you got volume. All your work is there.
It's all on Blog Talk. That's where you'll get it at.
I remember that time that, what's her name? I can't remember her name, but the one lady, she put a listing of your shows on there, and it was like 1,000-something different shows, you know what I'm saying, that you were able to tap into. You know? What's the lady's name that used to hook up all of our shows and stuff like that?
Vita? Is it Vita?
No, not Vita. The other lady, the other one that used to come in from time to time, that was on the sideline. I can't remember her name right off the top of my head because I've been drinking. But she used to keep track of Jay. Was it
Jay? J1. You talking about J1?
Yeah, J1. She used to keep
tell
keep
J1 now. Tell J1 listening. J1 still great day. J1, by the way, J1 still in the building. As a matter of fact, she just dropped the stats on WG. She's ready to go and YouTube right here. She said 97.86% of North America are WGAG radio listeners.
That's what's up. She
said, hey, DeBrock.
What's up, J1? I love you, too. She was so sweet. Are you guys still in touch with Vita?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, she's a rabbit out of a hole right there, because she knew all of the songs, all of the snap. She's like the multi like ethnic baron and shit like that. She knew all the goodies and stuff like that from that time frame that I was looking for. I could ask Vita, and she knew it. She just knew what the hell I was talking about. That was funny to me a little bit. But
man,
cool.
Vita, bad bitch, man. Shawty know how to get them goddamn activation codes, everything. Yo, I ain't have to want for shit. If I needed Windows, if I needed Word, Microsoft Office, all that shit, Shawty goddamn know how to get them activation codes. It didn't matter. She know how to, yo. Vita, goddamn. Vita, special shout out to Queen Vita.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear back from you ever
from
hear
who?
Back from B? From B.
From who?
Queen B. From B.
Who is Queen?
You remember B.
Oh, the B. Talking about BB. The regular B they call you calling to the show.
The one with the Israelite dude.
Right. Well, remember how she ended up stopped calling in? Because I questioned her, and she didn't like my questions at her regarding her and the Israelite guy.
Okay.
And so the next day, I talked about it again on the show, and she called in, and she had it out with me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and so that was the last time we heard from B.
Okay, so that's from the time that I left, a little after, before I left, that was the end of that. Well, I was, man, I'm telling you, I left because my data got shitty. It got really bad. I was like, I wasn't able to tap in. I wasn't able to call in. I didn't have enough data. Didn't have enough phone minutes and stuff like that. I had to work with what I had. But I never left the consciousness of stuff. And I still have your show saved on my desktop, and they're still there. I got my Don Nicolione hook up. So I'm
hey.
You know,
well,
I,
thank
and,
you,
and,
baby.
And my,
hey, Neff, can we set another show? Because I did start at 10. Can we go live before 12 midnight my time? We got like 40 minutes. See, Neff is going to set the show, I told y'all. Neff set runs in. Thank you, DeBron. You are the fucking best.
Y'all take care of yourselves. I love y'all.
Wait. I got one question. You know I got to ask you this. You probably don't know what I'm about to ask you. Have you been keeping up to date with Dave Chappelle?
I've been following forums on NPR and stuff like that, and people have been talking about what he did, right? And I don't have anything against Dave Chappelle. I love his original context and stuff like that, and I'm not questioning who he is. And he's right in his own overstanding and stuff like that, but I'm not following him. I'm more of a Don Nicolione fan than I am a Dave Chappelle fan and stuff like that. I but he do and stuff like that, but I never was a big fan of his because his acting skills wasn't up to par. I like the show, but just, you know, when you tear down your people and stuff like that, just from, you know, from a satire standpoint, and you're homophobic and shit like that, you don't want to wear the dress, and so you're going to duck the fucking millions of dollars and say, I'm not fucking with nobody like that because you're too serious about what to do. You know what I'm saying? But what about him?
Oh, well, I was just asking, did you hear anything? And so the answer is yes, you did on some NPR shit.
Oh.
But you didn't watch his stand-up. You didn't see the closer. Stand-up that everybody's talking about.
You know what? I wouldn't watch nothing like that. Because, like I said, Dave Chappelle is a good guy and shit like that. And I love his venue and stuff like that, but I'm not a follower of his. If you did a stand-up, I would watch it. But I'm not watching people.
Okay, I got it. So I'm
going to
ask you nothing else then. Other than what was the they saying
people do good work, Dave Chappelle, just remember that we love you because of the work that you do to bring us forward. Not necessarily your character, but what we love you for who you are, period.
And that's you talking to Dave Chappelle.
Dave Chappelle, I'm telling him, like, if we like your venue, you know what I'm saying, and the fact that you kept us on the map and we got a little Rick James and I'm Rich Bitch and all that, you know, but other than that, ain't nobody tripping up no Dave Chappelle. That's old news.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
okay.
Check this out, Don. I got a white friend, right? His mother called him when he got his Social Security approval, right? Talking about you rich bitch. So that's how deep Dave Chappelle is into the consciousness. That's how deep he in. So he in it. You know what I'm saying? But it's up to him to uphold it. And he has to also remember, too, that he ain't the only one and stuff like that. There are others. Richard Pryor, you know, there's other ones.
Richard Pryor is deed.
Yeah. That's the one, though. But Dave Chappelle, he acting right now. But I just like, I'm tripping because he didn't want to wear a dress. He didn't want that money, that boot. You know, he won't let anything stand in his way as money. So he ain't got the consciousness that we got.
Well, all money ain't good money. You know what I'm saying? People have morals. People have principles. People have standards. And people are just not fucking clueless or thirsty for money. There's a lot of things that certain people won't do, period, for money.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you think about yourself? Tell me what's your perspective on it?
Well, it doesn't matter mine because you didn't watch Closer. You didn't watch his last stand-up, which is why I was asking you about it, because the LGBTQ community, which you don't prescribe to, but is trying to yeah, you know I know my baby. You know I know you, DeBra. You are not with that shit.
I'm at the end of the LGBTQ. I do me. You know what I mean? I'm at the end of the LGBT and Q. I do me. And so, definitely something like that. I give to the young people and stuff like that that made it work. I give them the credit and stuff like that for what it is. But if I was in it, I'd be like, there's too much fluff in this shit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
There's not too much fluff.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, too much. It's too much fluff. You know what I'm saying? And also to remember that the black is separate, just like in anything else, from everything else. We're still black people.
Mm-hmm.
However you look at it, we're always going to be under that the scrutiny. And so yours is separate from all of that. That's what I would tell to LGBTQ, is that black people, that's not really your calling. You know what I'm saying? But you can subscribe to it if you want to. But I didn't do the work that it took to promote that, and so I don't take credit for their work.
Mm-hmm. That right.
Real to me. That's you. Yeah, that's for young people. That right there for them.
Yeah, you got a point there. Because all the older people, you and our age and shit, they don't prescribe to LGBT.
Yeah, I grew up in the 70s. We get our ass whooped. You know what I'm saying? You was about it and shit like that, but it was very few in number. You know, I don't know about Georgia or Atlanta, but when I was growing up in the Bay Area and shit like that, you saw like maybe one drag queen in 3, 7 to 8 months. <It's big. laughs> We didn't have no LGBT in the Bay Area. We didn't have that. You know, they lived in San Francisco. I lived in Oakland. So it was different back in those days like that. But today, you know, young people embrace who you are and shit like that. I have a problem, you know, with people with their identity reassertion shit like that, because it's just really difficult for me to compartmentalize that and stuff like that. And then people saying that they were born gay. But I listened to a program that spoke where this spirit that's coming out of the spirit plane and inhabiting a children and taking on that persona. They're taking on that. So it's very possible to be born gay. It is what it is. But anyway, happy birthday, WGAG Radio. Happy birthday.
Thank you, Devon. Love you, baby.
Also, you know, to the true Nawabians that promote the garb and the culture, and they show you how they celebrate life. I love that. I'm seeing it now. I'm seeing it really beautiful to see that. And there's still
beautiful.
The young little Nawabians walking around and stuff with their Egyptian garb on and stuff like that, and they look beautiful. And it's still booksellers that got the Egyptian garb on and stuff like that. How are you faring with that?
How am I? What? With what?
With the bookstore.
With the who?
With the WGAG? With the bookstore. Are you doing
the,
are you still doing the bookstore?
The bookstore. Well, I have the books with me. The books travel everywhere I go. So, you know what I'm saying? So I got all the books here. But the store is still there. And special shout out to my man, Doc, because Doc is holding the store up.
Okay. He's doing the store?
Huh?
Y'all
yeah, he owned the store up. Yeah.
They came out of the community together. And that's just a sage word right there. Doc ain't
changed
his opinion. They came out the community together.
Who?
So Doc holding it down, huh?
Doc holding it up. We don't hold shit down.
Or holding it up, I should say. He overstanding. He's overstanding. Yeah. That's what's up.
Yeah, Doc holding it up. And, but I have the books here in Florida with me. Yeah.
Okay.
But as far as the store, he opens and closes it.
Okay, well, do some display stuff like that. I haven't seen much of your persona stuff like that. I seen you throw in a few little cats and things like that on your Facebook stuff, but I haven't seen a lot of what you're doing in Florida. So if you have any good
what I'm doing in Florida, I am taking care of myself, like the body, the spirit, the mind, the emotional shit, and I fly planes. And I'm flying planes, so that's it.
Uh-oh. You learning you're a pilot.
Huh?
You're learning to be a pilot?
I have my student pilot license. As a matter of fact, it'll be November the 14th. I'll be flying for a whole year next month.
That's an amazing
that went by fast.
Not only is she a master teacher, but she can also take you to the promised land.
Thank you, baby. Thank you, baby. I love me some DeBrock. Man, I'm so, you just made my day. I love you, baby.
Take care,
I love me some DeBrock. Love you so much. I'm going to take care of you. Take care, too. Let's get another caller in real quick. 832, come on in. Give me a mic check.
Hey, Don Nicole, your name.
Young Taekwondo. How you doing, baby?
All is well.
Ty, you good?
All is well. All is well.
You good?
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, baby. How are you? What you been up to?
Oh, shit. I've been turned up all day today. I've been turned up. Energy running high. I was excited because I was thinking, I was like, dang, it's the anniversary. I remember when I came into it. You know, it was amazing, and all the wonderful people, you know, I've learned a lot.
How did you find the show? What was you? How did you find us?
I was looking at the Emerald Tablets, and I was I was standing in L.A. at the time. Looking at the Emerald Tablets while I was on my phone, and then doing some stuff on YouTube. So I was like, and then, you know, I think I was watching some stuff, you know what I'm saying, whatever, with you or whatever. So I decided to go ahead and tune in because I was always missing it, because I was like, it's always music on, but I didn't, you know what I'm saying, never get a chance to see, to follow through, you know what I'm saying, to see, you know, people talking and stuff. So so it came on. I actually called in. I talked to you and Neff, and I told y'all my name, and y'all was like, oh, let me see what your name means. And y'all looked at my name, and y'all was like, okay, your name means Fifth Born. And I was like, yeah. And then, that's how we got to talking and chit-chatting and shit and all this and that. And then, it was on from there. I learned a lot, a whole lot. Your shows, along with Neff and everybody, have gotten me through a lot of shit, meaning that when I figured that things was going wrong, I can always go to WGAG and listen to whatever's going on, even a man at an hour, and that made everything all right in my book. You know, Prime Time with Don Nicolione, that's my favorite out of all of them. I remember that like crazy. You know, but for the most part, thank you, thank Neff, thank everybody. I've grown a lot. I'm a better person now than I was before the younger version of me. And happy anniversary and all that good shit. And really, thank you so much for everything that, you know what I'm saying, that you've been saying and doing. I really do appreciate, love it. Like I say again, your shows have gotten me through a lot. Didn't know how I was going to be able to make it, just, you know, and it's gotten me through a lot, you know, and I stay with it, you know, because it's like I stay with it because I get it, you know what I'm saying, and I just, you know, I made it like, you know, like it's a part of my life now. Like, you know how people go to church on Sundays. So it's like, this is like, you know, this is my life. Like, no matter what I'm doing, I have to tune in. I have to listen. I have to call in. You know, I have to do that. It's very therapeutic for me, you know, when it's all said and done. You know, it's just amazing. for. It's just amazing, you know. I'm telling you, it's really mind blowing, you know, because you don't have too many shows where you can actually be able to listen to, and you don't have to be worried about being ridiculed or people going to talk about you or whatever. It's like you just, you know, you just come in, get with the flow of things, and, you know, and it's really great, you know, because when it came down to all the shows was like A1. So everybody that participated, you know what I'm saying, including you, you know what I'm saying, you know, y'all the shit. Like, you know what I'm saying, like, seriously, like, I really do think, you know, just supposedly this is supposed to be 2021. I really do think if it wasn't no WGAG radio, I think this wouldn't be, it wouldn't be right. It would be a whole bunch of shit going on. Like, you know what I'm saying? So everything that you've been plotting and planning on, you know what I'm saying, is really, really, really beneficial. I don't know for everybody else, but I know it is for me because I do this shit of what's being said. And I'm just, you know, I'm always blown away. But, you know what I'm saying, I'm seeing what's going on. And I'm always thankful because of that. Like, you know what I'm saying, a lot of shit was sent my way. And just based upon my thinking, I turned that shit on, and I said, yeah. I said, fuck that. I said, nah, nigga, I remember what Don told me. Fuck this shit, motherfucker. I'm out of here.
Can we all agree that we even changed our diet?
Yes.
WGAG Radio, our way of life. Yeah. Can we all agree, even though, you know, we may not put down that smoke from time to time, but as far as our diet, our greener greens, herb intake, and Carilla, Moringa, sea moss by way of Taekwondo. This nigga serious about some goddamn sea moss. Yeah, so can we all agree if we, you know I'm saying, like, for real, man, we changed our health, our mind, our mentality, our choices are better than what it's ever been. What else, Ty? Exercise, dieting, as simple as possible, but goddamn it, rich as fuck.
Our goals.
Let the paper stand, you know, till it can't no more. Just not. Our impulses are different. Yeah. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Everything, you know, just everything. And, you know, we're not affected by what's going on in the world. We above that motherfucker. Right?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, with the exception of Newbie, but he gonna get it together. This nigga, you know, he's tight rope now with his life. But yeah, so shit. we gonna work it out, Newbie. We gonna get it together, baby. You know what I'm saying? Great day, self guided. Good to see you, baby. Well, Taekwondo, that was a lot. Let me bring in 678-718. Come on in, give me a mic check. WGAG 13-year anniversary birthday bash, bitch!
And you know it.
And you know this, man! Shit. 678, give me a mic check. Unmute. 678-718. I'll let you get it together. I think this time was, but I could be wrong. Let's open up Zena mic. Zena, give me a mic check. Hello?
Mic check.
Hey, okay. In the building. Great day, Zena.
Great job.
13 years in this bitch. WGAG Radio is a teen. It's official. She's a teenager.
Girl, what the fuck? That was so fast at 13 years. That shit blows my mind. For real, that's mind-blowing. Because I was like, what the fuck? I was, God. Oh, God. 13 years.
Zena, did I ever ask you how the fuck you find WGAG Radio? How did emotional stuff find her? You don't remember?
I don't remember the original, you know what I'm saying? I just remember one day it hit me how great you were.
Oh, shit.
I was like, man, she is funny. She's smart. Like, it just hit me. I'm like, because you really was making me fucking laugh. I'm like, yo, this chick's funny as fuck. And you smart. You know what I'm saying? And all that. So, but I have been listening to you on and off.
Yeah, that's true,
because you know
really smart
you.
People are not that funny.
I disagree. I don't know, man. Because you borderline brilliant. And Dr. York was. So y'all funny as fuck when I be listening to y'all talk. You
talk
to me.
And ain't even trying to be funny either, is it? Ain't even like, goddamn, what a joke I can
no.
tell today. No, because I laugh at Dr. York all the fucking time.
You be at me rolling.
When that nigga be teaching that shit be funny as fuck, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, one of my favorite lines from this nigga is when he say, y'all have to become more spiritual, more psychic, you know, and you have cherubims. You just don't know them because they're in the form of white people. I laugh every time I hear that part. In the form of white people. Okay, that's just where I found that part funny. Never mind. I knew it funny though.
Yeah.
And he don't even be trying to be. Yeah. Just don't know it yet. They're in the form of white people. And that's so fucking true, because now that I don't watch the episode of American Horror Story that just came out on Thursday, I watched it last night or this morning, and it shows, ooh, Neff, goddamn her, please watch this shit. American Horror Story, the second double feature. But it actually show your boy, girl, Henry Kissinger, a reptilian.
Ooh. Okay.
Yep.
That's
it show
new
Henry.
Episode, right?
Yes. Because they got two features. One is about that black pill I was telling y'all about. If you ain't creative, you turn into a zombie, want to eat people.
Okay.
But that second one, right after that, is a black and white photo. That is the second double feature. That's with your president's making agreements with the extraterrestrials, and Val Thor is in there, Marilyn Monroe is in there, Henry Kissinger, Richard Nixon, and President Truman is in that bitch. And
yeah,
so they show Henry Kissinger with Richard Nixon, this last episode I saw this morning, and shows him with his, you know, y'all remember how they would show, remember them videos of Hillary and all the rest of them motherfuckers, and they'll show how their eyes change and shit.
Yeah.
They were showing that in the when TV was black and white. And so Henry Kissinger was on that motherfucker, and his eyes changed. You know what I'm saying? His eyes changed. And Truman saw that shit. Eisenhower on his deathbed, watching, keeping up with the president, and he saw Henry Kissinger eyes change and shit, and the snake tongue, and they actually showing all that shit now. And so Eisenhower, Neff, is trying to tell his wife on his deathbed that. But she never listened to her husband anyway, but was trying to tell her that that Val Thor, the Venetian from Venus,
okay.
He's got a different mission. So he was trying to tell his wife while watching Henry Kissinger on film that they have another, what do you call it, Neff? It's a reptilian race that's here, you know what I'm saying, that you need to be aware of. And, of course, and mind you, this is right, this is at the part of the Holy Tablets last Saturday where he said that the reptilian race can go straight into human form. And so all those videos that they kept showing Hillary eyes changing and all these people eyes changing and shit like that, they were showing that shit in the 50s and 60s, bitch, on TV. Mm. But humans didn't catch it like the humans today.
Right. Slow it down.
And reveal to people these are reptilians. So with Val Thor part, they were trying to do human hybrids from their race. You got me? But reptilians can shapeshift straight into a human. That is in the Holy Tablet. So it showed your boy Henry Kissinger, and this nigga still alive. I'm surprised
right, like
news reporters came up to this nigga like, what do you think about American Horror Story changing you into a reptilian, showing the people you a fucking reptilian? Yep. That nigga's a reptilian, and you know who the fuck was he mentor to. I keep telling y'all that. Puff Daddy. Sean, John, that's his mentor, Henry Kissinger. So we dealing with they walk amongst us. Fuck the dealing with part. But yeah, they've always walked amongst us, black and white. You just don't know who the fuck they are, but you can always tell that they're they're reptilians. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, but speed it up though. They show, you know what I'm saying, that because he said something that they're threatened because there's a reptilian-looking race here too, telling Eisenhower his wife that Val and them are threatened because there's a reptilian race, but they're in human form. And so speed it up, Eisenhower's wife never died. They gave her eternal life. Remember, there's a cure for death. And so she ends up in the year 2020, and they slit her throat at Area 51. They slit her throat because she disagreed with Val finally up until the year 2021, she disagreed with Val. So they fake everybody's death. It makes you think that some of these motherfuckers are still here. You know what I'm saying? They know how to stage the death. She said that she didn't want to die like Eisenhower. Even though Val Thor came to Eisenhower and told him he didn't have to suffer this. He can actually make it all go away and he can live forever. But Eisenhower was hurt by the agreement that he made during the president with Val Thor to abduct all these humans, all this abduction that's been going on since the 50s.
Right.
So, he couldn't take it no more, and he didn't want no more parts of it. So he didn't even want, he said, I don't even want to live knowing what I've caused, what I've done to people. So he refused to live.
So they mix and match in storylines, or it's all interconnected?
Mm-hmm. It's all interconnected because, like the younger Don from yesterday and the day before that and the day before that, I keep telling y'all they're declassified. All the ET files, the UFO files, is declassified. So all this shit is coming out. Interesting enough, but American Horror Story, now remember American Horror Story, all those stories are real. Just minus the sensation to keep us entertained. But all the stories, even Coven, is true because I told you, the black bitch that Angela Bassett played lived in New Orleans. Her gravesite is there. She is the voodoo queen. And what's his name? After the Coven came out, Nicolas Cage, I think it's him, that purchased her home. He wanted Mary Laveau. Whatever her name, Marie Laveau, he wanted
Marie
her home. So, even in Roanoke, North Carolina, all those American Horror Stories is true. Everything. From the first episode all the way, first season all the way to now. And y'all should know that the Eisenhower made a deal with the extraterrestrial. You should know that Truman all did it. See, we got a heads up on all this shit by Dr. York. and that Val Thor and there was another bitch named Jill and Tanya came along with him and shit like that from Venus.
Right.
And he, yeah, and so all of that. Come on now, you know, we was just, because a lot of us believed and some of us trusted what Dr. York said and mentioned these ETs amongst us, the different races, and gave us what all took place at the White House with Eisenhower and Truman. You know what I'm saying? You got me? Oh, Neff, they mentioned the Watergate in that bitch. The Watergate bugging that Richard Nixon wanted is to bug and camera surveillance what all Val Thor was doing. But Trump, Eisenhower's wife went to a reporter and did damage control and came out with a whole nother narrative that everybody believed today.
The breaking in of the Democratic Party.
Yep. It was the Watergate was to keep tabs with Richard Nixon to keep tabs on Val Thor. To find out exactly what the fuck he was doing. You know what I'm saying? And what he's talking about and what he's planning. But, and don't forget that Eisenhower's wife is in bed with Val Thor. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. She was still Eisenhower's wife, but she was fucking with Thor. Val and Thor.
Okay.
The Venetians. Yeah. Yeah. So they had a long-lasting relationship. Yeah. And so she was working for and with Val while her husband, Eisenhower, were having these regrets and guilt of what was happening. She was still ushering in the abduction and all of that and cleaning up a lot of mess in the public dealing with the ETs, beings from other planets coming in to do what the fuck they want to do. Basically take over this bitch, annihilate the human race. Yeah. After breeding, kidnapping them, putting them in Area 51 and making them breed until they get the perfect hybrid humanoid so they can walk amongst you. Different from the reptilian race, they can walk amongst you right now. They don't need to do all. They can shapeshift.
Right.
That's why you got to look at the eyes.
Right. Now they're super humanoid, right? They've been breeding for years.
Oh, yeah, they done mixed in. They've been here longer than Val.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. From their point, they've been here for long goddamn time before Adam and fucking Eve, they were here.
I'm glad to know what you're talking about, Don, for real.
Yeah, but to watch, like, everything that I've read regarding this topic with Dr. York and Val Thor and Tanya and them coming to the White House and signing an agreement with Truman, and Eisenhower, all that shit, just to watch it play out on American Horror Story is the best. It's the best. Even better than the real documentaries we've been watching now, From Above, Majestic, and the Declassified UFO Files on Netflix. This shit is really good because you get to really see this shit play out.
Real descriptive, yeah.
And show that Val and them is still here, 2021. Still here. Yeah, so this shit fire dog. It's amazing. So when you got a nigga that knows something way before Mr. Whitey or Hollywood put it out there, man, I just feel like you wonder why I stay dick jocking this nigga, Dr. York. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, this nigga didn't give a fuck if it was classified or not. This nigga done put it damn near every fucking book about what happened with these presidents. And the name itself, Violent Thor.
Yep.
You hear me?
Yeah.
Listen, you know, I'm watching American Horror Story 35 years fucking later, and And I already knew it. When they show this man walking down the hallway in the White House, I say, that's violence, Thor. I already knew where the story was going. And it's in the first episode. I already knew where the story was headed. I said, I bet you that's violent, Thor. Boom, violent Thor right there. I mean, shit, man, you can't go wrong, man. Like, you know what I'm talking about? Like, all the rest of these motherfuckers is false teachers, false Christ, false messiahs, false prophets, false, all that shit. This nigga is the one. You hear me? This nigga, you won't find it anywhere but in his book. Now
yep.
They probably putting it in everybody, but not now like 2021. But they probably started copying and pasting that type of shit in their books. But shit, like Dr. Yopa say, you heard it from here first.
That's right.
You heard it from here first, and I heard all that shit from him first. Hollywood didn't even do movies on this shit. On Val, Tanya, Eisenhower, Truman. For all my goddamn life, there was no movie about these presidents.
Yeah.
And when they tried to do it, they put it in more fucking right, straight up fictitious shit with Independence Day and Alien and goddamn Predator. You know what I'm saying? Those movies.
Right.
But this shit here, when I tell you that they literally named the character Eisenhower, named the character Amelia Earhart, all that shit in that motherfucker. So they are really showing, it's declassified on film now. All that, the whole conversation, everything that they were having now, everything in the private room now. When he gave them Area 51, it wasn't even Area 51. It was just something that the government purchased and didn't do shit with it. And they needed another spot because they was breeding and harvesting right in the, what you call that shit, the tunnel, that underground shit under the White House, underneath all the president's nose, until Eisenhower found that shit and gave them that land in, what is it, Arizona, Nevada. Is it Nevada?
Yeah. Yeah.
And he gave it to him, and he said, we're going to call it Area 51 after they signed it. And said, this shit is not to leave this fucking room, everything that just took place. But we got to give Trump some props. We got to give it to Trump. We're going to have to give it to Trump. Because if it wasn't for Trump, the truth would have still been concealed, you know, yet revealed only by one fucking man. But it still would have been concealed. No documentaries you've been able to get of these niggas still alive and none of that. That's old as fuck talking about what all took place. Yeah. So that shit, that's my high. I'm for real. You know what I'm saying? That's my high right there.
It must be damn good then. Yeah.
You know, all of American Horror Story is good. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I watch everything. I watch all of it because it's shit that really fucking happened. But this one here, this is the Holy Tablets. I think Jill and Tanya and Val Thor is in the Holy Tablets. Before we rewinded it back this time, before I left and moved here to Florida, it was like a chapter or a tablets back where he mentioned Val Thor coming. And remember the lights over White House and the ships and shit that landed. That's that time right there. That's when Val showed up. And they said, lay down your arms. That's all that. That's in the tablets. And it's also in, it's in Man from Planet Risk. It's in What to Expect in the Year 2000. It's in the Leviathan book.
Yep.
Hell, it might even be in the NGL. Shit, it's in a lot of books in this motherfucker. And he got pictures, news clippings of the motherfuckers in there. And Val sitting next to Jill and Tanya and the fucking president.
I just seen it.
Yeah, all that shit. The fuck? Revealing all that, baby. And now you want to see it, go watch it on American Horror Story, Power. It's not on Netflix. It's on it's on Hulu has FX. And so they're playing FX American Horror Story on Hulu. That's where I'm watching it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where I'm watching it at. So, but if you have the FX channel, then, yeah, you can watch American Horror Story.
Damn, I'm about to
but,
find
you know,
it.
You need Hulu, man. Get that shit and fucking... And but it come out, wait though, if you don't want to pay for Hulu, wait.
Mm-hmm.
Wait until all the episodes are up because they coming out every week. So wait until the whole, all the episodes, subscribe, watch it, then fucking cancel that bitch. You see what I'm saying? So just wait. You know what I'm saying? But then again, I mean, it's up to y'all. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? Because the first, it's a double feature. The first one is about these pills motherfuckers taking. Sound familiar? And if you are not talented or creative, you turn into a brain, a body, blood-eating, motherfucking retarded zombie. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the next feature is this that we're talking about. Yeah, well, Eisenhower, the aliens coming in, Val Thor. We know Val. We know that nigga. We know that nigga. That nigga put it in so many goddamn books, every damn book. He wanted us to make sure we get this Eisenhower, Truman, Val Thor, Venetians, the White House with the ships coming down and the pictures of it that year in the 50s and 60s. All that shit, he put it in every book because this nigga knew.
Yeah.
Trump was going to declassify that shit and American Horror Story was going to play it out. The fuck? If that nigga, you talking about some redundant for a reason. That shit in damn near every goddamn book. Yeah. Get it in your head. They want that shit to get in your head so when the movie come on, you just calling out what's going to happen next as if you done seen it. Yes, I've seen it.
I ain't
no choice but to see it. I know what's going to happen, goddamn it. Shit, nigga gave it to us.
I'm going to do that shit. Pull that book out at the same time while that motherfucker on.
Man, shit. You know, I've been reading and listening to this motherfucker for 35 fucking years. That shit in my head. That's how I knew it. And I knew when they said in the first episode, I think, they said we got a problem. They came to Eisenhower. They said we got a bigger problem. And that problem was Amelia Earhart pops up. Been missing since the 30s. She pops up. She should be 60-something years old, but she's still in her young-ass body. Yeah, and Amelia says, who the fuck are you to Eisenhower? He said, I'm the president. She said, I don't want to talk to nobody but Truman. Truman knew exactly where Amelia was going and knew exactly what happened to her, why no one else knew. So she wanted to be debriefed by Truman. So wherever she was, right, remember all the crazy people were saying that the Bermuda snatched her ass up? Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Amelia Earhart. Right. All the crazy people were saying that. It's the Bermuda. She got zapped. Or she's in the inner city of the planet. Some old shit like that. I remember these stories about this lady. Even after learning about her in school, in elementary, but getting with the right people, a little bit older, they were saying Bermuda Triangle did it, snatched her up or whatever the fuck, Vortex or whatever. Well, it shows that this bitch wasn't gone. What do you mean, Don? In American Horror Story, it showed that she ain't aged one day. Like, in other words, wherever she was, it was like 5 minutes. Meanwhile, coming back, you're talking about 30 years later, 20 years later. She was still the same age she was. She was supposed to look 60 years old. That's why she said, Truman, I need to talk to Truman. I won't talk to nobody but Truman. Eisenhower said, I'm the president now. She said, I don't give a fuck. Where's Truman? Yeah. They got her in that bitch. Exposed what the fuck happened to this bitch. So, in other words, she died during Eisenhower presidency. Damn, we in overtime. Let's, Neff, is the show set so we can, everybody got to hang up and call back in. Okay, everybody, let's hang up, go come back into this show. All right, everybody on YouTube, I'm going to rewind the show back just a little bit so y'all can have some sound. All right, so yeah, let's end it and call back in, y'all. It's 12. I totally forgot. I didn't let this shit fuck
so hang up and call
all
back right now?
Yeah, hang up and call right back in. Neff, hit the start, the go live button. All right.
Yeah, so it's the end.
Yeah, and let me give these niggas some sound. All right, you two in the after party, you hear sound. All right, here we go.